Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
Pulse Urgent Care at 100 East Cypress Avenue would like to thank you for your support during 2020. Pulse is happy to announce they are reopening their urgent care services and are accepting patients by appointment only between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. on weekdays and 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturdays. Pulse follows public health guidelines. Masks are required along with social distancing. Please call ahead at 530-722-1111 for a screening, appointment, and further information.
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Supply.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7:30 the hour, time for us now to review what's been going on this week, ladies, in the world of News Talk Radio. That's our job here as we review the lists of stories and people that have been published at talkers.com. And then Jay, who is part of the crew here with Jennifer and Victoria, Jay publishes them on our social media so you can see what the big stories are and the people, according to the research done by all the folks, the staff at Talkers Magazine. So we either take the stories and the people. Sometimes we can get them both in. Sometimes we get stuck. Well, I don't know if get stuck, but we get more information, more informed about some of the things, whether we just decide to start with the stories or the people. I think last week I did the stories, didn't I? When we take the story list, let's do the people list this week, only if my memory serves me correctly. Or we could be creative. We could go according to the numbers. We could start with number 10 on the people list and number 10 on the story list. Let's see where we go. At number 10 on the people list, there is the focus on Harry and Meghan and what's going on there with them and the royals. What do we believe here? There have been Buckingham Palace this week released a statement in response to the claims by Meghan that she bullied the staff members. What, do we believe any of this stuff? What is there to be believed here?
I don't. There's
well,
so much
there,
stuff.
If there was
on
any merit, more of it would have come out back when she was on, what was the show she was on, Suits?
Suits.
Well, the
yes.
People on Suits are now defending her. They're coming forward saying that she never displayed that behavior and
yeah.
that she was lovely
somebody
to work
doesn't
with.
Doesn't just all of a sudden become a jerk.
Yeah, and so there are a lot, but there are a lot. There's a lot of stuff
wait,
on.
Hold on a second. That's the quote of the day. Somebody write that down, please. Somebody doesn't all of a sudden become a jerk. I think that's very true.
Some people maybe marry royalty and become demanding, but I don't know if that's the case. There are so many different gossip sites. Jen and I know, I don't know, Jay, if you follow Dumois on Instagram, but there are a lot
what
of
is
people.
That?
It's a gossip site that's I've never seen it be wrong. It's like the new TMZ,
really?
And there's a lot of stuff coming out that that the staff that she was given a few people on the staff who basically like kind of fudged their resume and she was given them to plan her wedding and they couldn't do it and so then they ended up quitting and kind of bad mouthing her. I think the British tabloid is really those tabloids are vicious, way
really
more so
are.
Than
you,
can ever imagine here.
What you have with the National Enquirer here. No,
I'm interested to see the Harry and Meghan interview with Oprah. I think that both of them kind of come out swinging. I've seen gossip that the royal family doesn't really love it that they're going public, but at the same time, I mean their names are getting dragged through the press. So, at what point do you just not say, you know what, screw it, I've got to defend myself?
The statement in the Times, the London Times this week, reads as follows, quote, "Let's just call this what it is, a calculated smear campaign based on misleading and harmful misinformation. We are disappointed to see the defamatory portrayal of the Duchess of Sussex given any credibility by a media outlet. So they're taking a pretty strong stand, it would seem. And the people in England never liked her anyway because she wasn't. And she wasn't white, she wasn't an English person.
They hate that he married an American.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, my God. And then to add on that she's half black? I'm sorry, but there is a lot of racism in England.
And this is her second marriage. They did not like that.
And a divorce day. Yeah, he hit the trifecta with offending the British public.
But he seems to be happy. And isn't that the most important thing? You'd think that would be the most important thing.
You would think.
Hello. Ding, 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 ding. All right, number 10 on the story list is the story of former French President Nicolas Sarkozy, who says that he's ready to go all the way to the European Court of Human Rights to prove his innocence. So what is he... But he was convicted, right? I mean, what's the...
He was sentenced to 3 years. He's going to try to appeal that. One of the judges who's actually not in charge of his actual sentencing, she, I guess, said that he could do like 1 year house arrest with an ankle monitor, but I don't know if that's
what kind of corruption.
So what did he do?
Was he,
what
did he do?
There was campaign finance stuff. He paid off newspaper. Yeah, I know, right? There was campaign finance stuff that he was convicted on.
Bribery. Peddling influence too.
Yeah, bribery with newspapers and stuff. So killing stories. It's very American. All of it is.
Can you imagine? Yeah. Can you imagine if people went to jail for peddling influence in this country?
I don't even know how you would even. How would you even define? How would you even define it?
By the way, that's sort of what Blagojevich did with trying to sell off Obama's Senate seat. That was one of the. That was one of the things that he got in trouble for.
I'll take $300,000. To the man in the back. All right, let's see here. Sarkozy's number 9 on the people list, so we don't have to talk about him anymore. Number 8 is Mike Pence. Okay, so what's he doing? Is he going back on the radio? What is Pence going to do? Anybody?
I think he's doing a podcast, isn't he?
Is he?
I don't know about that. I think he went to work for Heritage or something like that. But I think the reason he's on the list this week is that he sent something out. This week, one of the big stories was that the House passed this pretty awful bill, House Resolution 1, which essentially takes California election laws and throws it out across the whole entire country at a federal level. Hmm. And it's a bad bill. But it got Democratic support in the House. They move it through the Senate. It's probably not going to go anywhere in the Senate because I think it's going to be a little harder to convince some of the Democrat senators who are more in the middle. But Pence was talking about election integrity.
Is there a filibuster, though, associated with that, Jennifer?
Yeah, I think you'd have to have probably 67, because if you don't have two-thirds, this would be a major change to election law, so you probably need two-thirds. And that's what I'm saying. You wouldn't have enough Democrats to do this, or Republicans, for that matter. But Mike Pence sent out an opinion piece this week where he talked about election integrity. And so, of course, the haters say that he's just perpetuating this big lie about the election. Well, no, talking about election integrity isn't about throwing out a big lie.
It has nothing to do with the results of this election.
It was about H.R. 1. It was about H.R. 1. And so, and that was what his op-ed was about, because this is an important one, changing these laws in a way that is clearly not working in California for the rest of the country. It's really crazy to even consider it. But that was why he's on the list this week. And the media, of course, taking him apart because... he's talking about election fraud. Imagine that.
Number 9 on the story list is about space exploration. We've been talking about a couple of things. The new space station, the hotel that's going to be built in the next 10 years. So you can go up to take a ride. Jennifer said that she
wouldn't
mind going up there.
It's the next 6 years.
I don't even know
how they think it's going to be completed by 2027. I don't know how they're going to do that. That is really ambitious.
They're going to have to build a bigger... Plane Boeing is, I think Boeing is working, as a matter of fact. I saw this the other day, and I'm trying to remember where I saw it. Boeing was working on a plane, not a rocket ship, a plane that would be able to fly from would take off at a big airport and fly up to the space station. So that'd be interesting to see how that shakes out, make it a little more easy. But the you know, what's the fare to go?
Let's hope the engines stay on the plane, though.
Yeah,
Boeing's
right.
got a lot of work to do before I want to fly to
well,
space.
Well, that's not a Boeing problem. No, let's not blame that on Boeing. That's not Boeing. That's
Isn't it a Boeing plane with all the engines falling off?
No. Right. See, that's
it
the
was.
Problem.
It was not an Airbus. It was not an Airbus.
No,
it was a Boeing.
But it wasn't. Hold on a second. The engines are not manufactured by Boeing. They buy them from three different sources. And in this case, Delta decided to buy Pratt & Whitney engines, which are the cheapest of the three. Rolls-Royce builds the most expensive ones, and most of the European carriers use Rolls-Royce engines. And General Electric makes engines, and most of the domestic carriers use them. It happened that, for whatever the reason, you can fit any one of those three engines onto most any plane, no matter who the manufacturer or the model is. So this is not a this is
but
not Delta.
Boeing
it's not
assemble
on Boeing.
It?
Boeing hangs it onto the plane. They put it. They had nothing to do. And by the way, Delta would be the ones that would be most culpable here because they didn't inspect. They didn't find.
I thought it was a United plane.
Splits. No, it was a Delta the plane from. No, well, you're right. Sorry.
No, it was United.
It was United out of Denver for Hawaii.
Fell
yes.
off.
It was. Yeah, it was United. And there are some questions about how United takes care of their equipment anyway at this point. So anyway, so back to. We did split. What was the other story about space that we did on the tech report, Victoria? There was
the chip that's running the Perseverance rover.
Chip. Yeah, that's
yeah, it's from
amazing.
A 1998 iMac.
That's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. All right, let's see here. China is in the focus. The number 8 story this week. We'll get to that after this. Introducing Clear. It's pronounced clear, but it's spelled X-L-E-A-R. It's the natural sinus care system that hydrates while it works against contaminants. Clear helps keep you healthy by assisting your immune system, washing out all that gunk that's in your airways. Clear contains xylitol, which is a natural ingredient found in a lot of fruits and vegetables. We've known this for over 2 decades. Recent research shows that xylitol also blocks viral adhesion. That's the SARS-CoV-2 virus. With Clear, you can enjoy the small moments no matter what the season. Clear also offers nasal sprays for children. Learn more about Clear by visiting clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. You can get it on Amazon or over the counter at your favorite drug or grocery store. It's natural, so all the natural retailers will carry Clear as well. Clear, X-L-E-A-R, clear.com.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Because when you find the perfect home, you don't want to lose it to anybody else. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers and their agents greater confidence in you. We've already helped over 1 million clients, just like you, reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this, what can help you buy the home you really want? Rocket can. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET. That's rocketmortgage.com. Or call 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information appraisal and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Hi, the DJV clan here. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jay Kirshner. The focus is on the charts from Talkers Magazine and our review of them. At number 8 on the list this week, our relationship with China. Actually, the Russians are in this fold. The Chinese are. The situation in the Middle East between Israel and Iran blowing. How many bombs went off this week, ladies? That kind of loss. Was
it
two,
just one?
Three? Was it one? Oh, I thought it was maybe
one rocket.
Last couple of weeks.
Right.
Yeah. And so what? The rocket's red glare did what to whom? Wasn't the this is the Iranians are kind of they're testing Biden more than anything else, aren't they?
Yeah, and he's got a bigger test ahead of him. There was a story that came out yesterday that. A group in the Middle East discovered this undeclared nuclear facility in the middle of Iran, and that it shows you that they've been lying to us and playing us for
why would you think anything
all
else?
Of these years. I wouldn't think anything else, but
they're learning
I think
from
other
the Chinese government and the Russians
to believe that they were playing on the up and up.
I know the Chinese have been sighted here in America. This is a wake-up call. Hello, ding, ding, ding. Anybody home? thanks to a Missouri state legislator that has sent his staff out to figure out who owns the land. A lot of land's been big chunks of land being bought up, and so people say, "Oh, Bill Gates is buying the land." Well, it turns out that's not true. It turns out that our friends, the Chinese government, through their investment, their ownership of Smithfield, the pork producers, is buying up more land than anybody else. So here we are sitting flat-footed, once again, getting used, abused, tussled by the Chinese on our own, in our own backyard, on our own land. Yep, the Chinese ownership of U.S. farmland is growing at what has been described by this Missouri lawmaker as an alarming rate. So who's paying attention to that? Who's waking up to that? Those of you who are farmers or you're in rural America, do you know who owns the land next to you? Probably you don't anymore. That's the, oh, man. Plus, the U.S. announced some sanctions on Russia this week. Fairly interesting. Maybe we get to that as we continue here on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. Boy, was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Anyone can be tested for COVID-19, and same-day appointments are often available. Average turnaround time is between 2 and 3 days. Testing is critical to help contain the spread of COVID-19. It is vital to know if a person has the virus so they can remain isolated until they're no longer contagious. This helps keep case numbers low. We need our case rate and positivity rates to drop so we can move into a less restrictive tier. And testing is a way we can all help with that. You can make an appointment at lhi.care/COVID testing.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 23 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits in Talk Radio from the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, and the Jay Kirshner, the two Jays. Victoria Keelan, and I wanted to just remind people where you, if you're listening to this program over the course of the weekend, there are a lot of stations that mostly carry the program that are doing DJV, but there are some that are not. So if you hear some interesting conversation, you want to find out more, you can go to our DJV download page, djvshow.com. For example, the most recent one there is a focus on the Catholics and why they've been advised not to take the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Also a story about Dr. Oz helping administer life-saving efforts to a man at Newark Airport. That story is on the download. Dr. Ken discusses serious mental health issues because of coronavirus, all of that sort of thing. Lots of things regarding your health and well-being and what's going on in the world. It's all there every day in encapsulized form at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. We were talking about number 8 on the story list, the situation with the Chinese buying land here in America. I mentioned a couple of things having to do with the Russians. I noticed this week, ladies, the Biden administration has announced some pretty punitive sanctions on senior Russian government figures because of the poisoning of Navalny. And so the Russians say it's none of your damn business, and the president says, yeah, of course.
Actually, I think they sent him some soup to thank them for the sanctions.
Did they? Well, but actually, didn't they denounce the sanctions and threatened retaliation? Is that just big talk on the part of the little guy with a little wee-wee? What's the story here?
Well, I think the threat always comes after the sanctions. It happens every time. It happens with every administration. No one likes their finances being shut down. People forget, when we're talking about our opponents, that in Russia, their economy is about the size of Italy, and you know how big their landmass is. They have a really bad economy. Sanctions hurt the Russians. That's why it was used by the Trump administration. That's why it's being used by the Biden administration. And so as much as I think people want to paint them as some sort of superpower, they have a very small set of resources. That's why they couple up with China.
They're not the ones to worry about.
Right. They're the one, and that's why they couple up with China and Iran. Everybody looks to China to bankroll their evil ways.
All right. So Jay's in charge of trending information. One of the things that's trending is the discussion we were having about Harry and Meghan. Right, Jay?
Yes. A lot of royal insiders are saying it's no coincidence that all these negative stories about them are coming out. They've been coming out weeks before this interview is airing. And there were also a lot of comments about how can Harry and Meghan not push back the airing date due to Prince Philip's health. They don't have control over that. That's
the
network.
That's true. Yeah.
Is that a CBS interview with Oprah, or is it on
CBS.
Own? Or
CBS.
Or
for 60 Minutes.
60 Minutes. Okay.
Yeah.
So by the time you hear this, it may have been aired. Some people listen to this through the course of the weekend because it airs Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and early Monday morning, the contents of the program. So it'll be interesting. Now, but they've had enough leaks so that you kind of know where it's going, right? Isn't Meghan going to kind of slap around all of the nasty stuff? Is she the tougher one? That'd be the interesting thing.
I think Harry's the one who's...
He is?
I think she's
supportive of him, and he understands how he has to protect his family.
Culturally, we're used to blaming the woman, and, you know, we saw that happen. We see it happen constantly, whether it's a celebrity story or not. So I think in this interview, I'm more interested to see what Harry says than Meghan, because I think Meghan's probably going to, you know, defend herself, but I don't know that she's going to come out swinging at the Queen or at Buckingham Palace, but I think Harry will.
Yeah. And there's a Tom Cruise story. What are the videos that people are talking about on TikTok?
These deep fake videos on TikTok. Yeah. So they look like it's Tom Cruise practicing his golf swing, learning magic tricks, and it's not. It's not him at all.
I don't think he even plays golf.
Does he?
No, it's an actor. I forget the guy's name. Miles something, right?
He looks like him.
Yeah.
All right. 28 after the hour here on our overview of what's going on News Talk Radio.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Kalitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Kalitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Kalitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Kalitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I'm able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Kalitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Kalitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com to learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all six-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just use the promo code DJV DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV for buy one, get one free on all six-piece towel sets and the Giza Dream Sheets.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at AM1460.com. Don't miss Free Fire Radio weekday mornings from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR also has an incredible weekend lineup, including The Plotline, Jefferson State of Mind, Sovereign Minds, and We the People on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Reading and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop it at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. The Battle Creek Bridge crosses Battle Creek on Gillies Ferry Road. The north side of the bridge is in Shasta County, and the south side is in Tehama County. It was built in 1911, is 152 feet long, and was engineered by Robert L. Reading, son of Major Reading. In 1984, a new bridge was built on its east side because it was too narrow, load-limited, and posted for less than current legal loads. The old bridge was left in place and today is listed on the National Register of Historic Places. A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. To find out more about Dottie Smith, go to the Shasta County Historical Society.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 after the hour. This is the News Talk Overview, courtesy of the ladies and gentlemen on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, going through the story. So I wanted there, let's see, on the people list, at number 7 is Pelosi. And I don't know, what's new there? What is she up to?
Well, there's a lot about Pelosi. The House was busy this week. First, there was the idea that Trump was going to be inaugurated on March 4th.
Right.
There you go. And yeah, that a militia was coming to make it happen. And so the Capitol was shut down. She sent Congress home early.
It was a big dud, wasn't it? And nothing happened.
It was a dud. It was a total dud. And not only was it a dud,
well,
but
after...
What did
they do? No one was there.
After she sent home everybody, they weren't going to do anything to begin with. And she did a press conference. She was there. So she, if she was really concerned about her safety, I don't know why she'd be doing a press conference. She didn't want to miss that opportunity. They also passed the election reform bill. They are also still being looked at because of the COVID-19 relief bill that passed through late on Friday night. And the Senate has that now. So she's making news for various reasons.
Right. Okay.
And she said all the president's men were coming to town to take over the Capitol. That's what she said for this week.
Really?
Yeah.
What about the women?
I don't know.
No women coming? Just men? Number six.
Collectively.
Number seven on the story list is the situation with regard to education. There's an edict, at least here in Massachusetts, and I think it's happening elsewhere, that all schools need to be open. I think Biden said that too, didn't he? Let's get the schools open. It is becoming ridiculous at this point. But teachers are getting their shot, so that's the last vestige of why they can argue or say, I don't want to go to school because I don't want to get sick.
Unless you're in Los Angeles, and then the argument continues. They changed the rule to vaccinate teachers, but now the United Teachers of Los Angeles are saying, well, it's really about the community, not the vaccine, so we need to make sure that each community is at, like, 0.25% infection rate. Well, then you would think, okay, well, maybe some schools will go back, and then when other schools
need that marker.
And these
people are still
marker,
getting paid, right? They're still getting paid their full.
When other schools, you know, one community can go back and another one will stay shut down. Oh, no. They want every community to be at 0.25% before they say they'll go back to the classroom now. They're never wanting to go back. I don't understand.
Can't
they look at what
nothing.
The deal is?
Can't they look at other states that are that the kids are back in school and have been? I mean, in New Jersey, we've
other
been
counties
back.
In California are back in school.
Right. I mean, if you're quote-unquote following the science, if you're following the science, which is what, you know, the excuse in California seems to be for everything, even though I'm not sure what science they're actually using, then the science, the new science data sets are that look at all the other states that have had kids back in school that have proven that children are very, I mean, it's a very, very small percentage.
This is the biggest scam. There have been a lot of scams that have come out of this COVID thing. This is the biggest one. Now, next up, the situation with Andrew Cuomo, number six, on the people list, and number three on the story list. So there's an aide who has popped up that was interviewed by somebody at CBS, and she said she was, quote, groomed for sex. What the heck does that mean?
What? I don't know. I didn't hear about this one. Groomed for sex? Okay.
Right.
Well, Charlotte Bennett is her. Charlotte Bennett's her name. She's 25. She's a former executive assistant to the governor, and she's one of. I think she was the second accuser.
Oh, she's the same one that we've heard from. Okay, got it.
Yeah, but she was. She did a televised interview with Nora O'Donnell, and in it, she claimed she was being groomed for sex. She said that Cuomo asked her about her sex life, whether she liked having sex with older men.
Oh, this
that
one. Okay.
She
would, yeah.
She'd complained to him about being lonely. Cuomo's office says that when she brought up her concerns that they were treated well, but that's not what she says. She left her job because she felt it was the only way that she could avoid having sex.
Isn't
with
she running for something now? She's right.
Charlotte
she's
Bennett?
Yeah. There's some sort of, no, it's local news, but there's something that she's, I think she's the one who's running for, or has ambitions of running for something right now.
Probably.
I don't
on a local
know.
Level.
Yeah, I don't know. I just did a quick Google search on it. I don't see anything about her running. But, I mean, she's still relatively young.
I mean, not for governor, but, you know, something else.
Yeah.
All right, moving along. Number five on the people list is Ron Johnson. He's, now he's a representative, but he's been the focus of a lot of attention. Yeah. Oh, he's a senator, excuse me. All right, so you want to go through that, Jennifer?
Ron Johnson is trending this week because this COVID-19 relief bill, and I use air quotes when I say that, is being panned by a lot of Republicans.
Oh, he's the one who wants to have everybody read the 628 pages of
imagine
the bill.
Imagine that. How about reading it before
good for
you vote
him.
On it? And
that was
so
confusing with the other guy.
Yeah, he made the Senate clerk start reading the bill, and Democrats are saying he's just delaying the process. And he's like, no, I want it in the record so that the American people can hear what's actually in this bill, because $1 trillion of the $1.9 trillion isn't even going to COVID relief. It's going to other things. And so he wants it read out. And you know what? Everybody should know what's in these bills, not just
they
these.
Sure,
every
sure
single
should.
One. They make them thousands of pages, and no one takes a look.
Right, and they do that because they don't want people to take a look, frankly. All right, number six on the story list is the censorship of Dr. Seuss. Six. How many books is? How many Dr. Seuss books are there? Dozens of them? How many Dr. Seuss? It's like they were all being canceled, but it was only six of them. But even those.
There are a lot of books. I hadn't even heard. I had heard of Mulberry Street, but I don't think I had even heard of.
What's wrong with Mulberry Street?
I don't know, but something.
I mean, is it, what's deemed to be offensive in these? I saw this and I just laughed at myself. Thinking about where we were and how we're wasting time on things like this. Meanwhile, the Chinese are eating our lunch, and we're worried about Dr. Seuss. I mean,
Jimmy
we're
Kimmel
in the...
said, if you want to see Trump be reelected, keep going down this road with Dr. Seuss, because I think most people can understand the ridiculousness of this. They were written at a certain time, and one of the problems with it, and I don't know what all of the six books' problems are, but in one of the books that are being questioned, he referred to someone being Oriental. But at the time, that was the appropriate
that's what you call
term.
Them.
It was not derogatory.
No, Northwest Airlines used to be called
right.
Northwest Orient Airlines.
I mean, how many of
why
us went to Coco's
you're
an and
Oriental?
Had an Oriental
What's
chicken
wrong with that?
Salad?
You're from
it wasn't
the Orient.
Like it was, right.
Come on. Oh, but, my God. Get
well, some of the artwork and the characterization of different people of color are a little bit offensive. I mean, they are a little offensive.
But also, in Dr. Seuss's defense of the illustrations were never about being accurately depicting a people. I mean, Cindy Lou Who was a white girl with blonde hair with antennas out of her head. But, you know, is that...
I remember
all those who's had the antennas. Well, I think they should be treated the way a lot of old movies are being treated. They're not taking them down. They're just saying, look, at the time, this was deemed acceptable. It's clearly not anymore.
People
and that's the end of
themselves.
It. Pop a sticker on it and move on. Like,
all right, let's move on.
I didn't mean that to you. I'm just saying.
But I want to move on. Okay, so the CPAC thing is number five this week. I see that Trump blamed Mitch McConnell for losing the seats in Georgia. That's a new wrinkle, or has he said that before?
I think he said it before, I think he said it before, but there's a lot that went into losing the Georgia Senate seats. First of all, there was a lot of questions about the election that had people questioning the integrity of their vote in Georgia. That's number one. Number two, Republicans led by Mitch McConnell, and we talked about it here. I remember going, this is offensive, that they came up with the COVID relief bill with $600 in it. Like, after you shut people down, you hand them $600. So the Democrats that were running against Mitch McConnell and the Republican candidate said, we won't give you $600. We'll give you $2,000. And so people went to
$3,000
for the one that we're going to give them $2,000. Yeah. Unfortunately, their $2,000 turned back into $1,400 because they said, well, if you total up $600 and $1,400, you make
$2,000.
So that was the so there was stupid. There's a lie. And I'm with this Republican senator, this Republican congressman in Arizona who says, if you're going to spend $1.9 trillion, forget all the pet projects, divide it up and give $10,000 to every American because that's what it's costing.
Who's this representative? Raja, let's see if I can pronounce his name. Krishna Smoothie? Something like that. Krishna Smoothie? Anyway, he's...
Is Smoothie actually in his name?
Yeah, let's see, what is it? Krishnamoorthi. So he's...
Context.
Anyway, he says... Yeah.
Can you use it in a sentence, please?
He says, the stimulus ought to go to people who need it most. Duh.
Yes.
So what's going to happen? They're pushing this bill through because they want to get it done for, the end of next week or something? It seems to me.
That's what Chuck Schumer says. We want to vote on it on Monday. But why vote on a bad bill? This bill is not good. It is not effective. It's going to put us further in debt. And for what? It's not going
to... It doesn't go to the right people.
Right.
That's basically it. The help doesn't go where it is needed, but it answers lots of political questions, right? What is the cutoff? The individual who makes more than $80,000 a year no longer qualifies for a direct payment.
Yeah, they changed it. They had to lower the stipulation now. So now it's people who make even less than that, when it should be people who have been out of work.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Krista Smoothie says that he doesn't think the changes will cause many Democrats to vote against the bill when it comes back to the House. So there it is.
No,
we have
all
learned about
vote for it.
I knew it.
This gives like $90 billion to the teachers' unions who won't even send their teachers back to work. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And it gives it to them in 4 years, not now. A relief bill is supposed to be relief now, not in 4 years from now.
Anga bunga. All right, so anyway, that's the story, the deadline, the yada, yada, yada. I like this guy's a Democrat from Illinois. Krishna Smoothie. There he is.
It's not Krista, it's Krishna. Like Hari Krishna.
Krishna Smoothie, okay. Raja Krishna, Krishna Smoothie. Thank you for clarifying
Krista
that.
Krista Smoothie sounds like a porn star. So
yeah, it does.
You just, right? Only Doug.
I'm just seeing it, calling it the way I see it. The charts for the week of March 1st to the 5th now. Doug Steffen here with a story list from Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. At number 10, Mr. Sarkozy has been convicted of corruption. There's a lot of focus on that, and Russian relations as well. That's kind of number Number eight. Number nine is space exploration, the story of the new space hotel. Number seven, our mental health picture in America since the crisis began. Number six, continuing focus on our freedom of speech debate, including focus on Dr. Seuss's books. The CPAC event, number five, the Supreme Court voting rights case. That's very interesting because the House was voting on some voting rights stuff as well this week. Andrew Cuomo and his problems, number three, the economy and how we stimulate it. What are you going to get for a check from the government, number two, and COVID is number one, as you might expect. All right, so there they are, the top 10 items this week from talkers at talkers.com. Okay, we'll continue with a strong finish here. The voting rights case up next here at the Supreme Court.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Shocking news of Calitrin. Tell us what the shocking news is.
I do think it's shocking that, you know, you can have a weight loss supplement that's actually good for you, that right. You have a supplement that doesn't have any drugs, there's no stimulants, it's safe even if you're on medications, and it's proven with a huge 86% success rate with the 90-day program. Calitrin is different. It really stands alone in the weight loss supplement industry. There are a lot of people that are gluten intolerant these days, and it is gluten-free. The capsules and the liquid both are gluten-free.
So what's the deal now? What do you have as a special?
Right now we've got a radio special where it's the unlimited buy three, get three free. And we also, I should mention, have a new Afterpay option on our website, too. So if you want to split up your payments or maybe you want to split it with a friend, you can do that on our website, too. 1-800-325-4366. The website is toploss.com.
Use the DJV code for no shipping and the special deals. That's toploss.com, code DJV. Okay, time now for the people list from Talkers Magazine for this week, first week of March. Doug Steffen here. Well, I'm not on the top 10 list. Here are the people who are. At number 10, Harry and Meghan, you know, the former royals who are in, I don't know whether they're in hot water or not. I think Meghan's got the little starch, and she says, I'm tired of all this stuff, and I'm not going to take it anymore. Number nine, Nicolas Sarkozy. Number eight, Mike Pence has come back to the list again. And number seven, Nancy Pelosi. Be kind of nice if she was off the list. Andrew Cuomo, trying to dig himself out of his own messes. Number six, Ron Johnson, another guy who's dealing with some messes. Number five, Ron DeSantis and Greg Abbott tied. Number three is Dr. Fauci. Dr. Trump is number two, and Dr. Biden is number one. Actually, Dr. Biden is the wife, so I probably shouldn't say that. Joe Biden, president of these here United States, number one on the people list here, according to the research done by Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. All right, so we do the, what do we have time left? We got about 3 minutes. So we do these, let's do the Supreme Court for a few moments, and then Dr. Fauci says schools should update their ventilation system. There we go. The Supreme Court, anybody need to explain this voting rights case? Because I think we've had so much conversation appropriately about the voting situation, and whether it's fraud or not isn't really the question for me. It's reforming the system because it sucks. So what's the Supreme Court going to, how is their leadership going to bring us further along that path? Or is it?
It's just, well, they're hearing the case now, so we don't really know if they've determined if there's going to be an outcome. But 8 years ago, Chief Justice John Roberts wrote a majority on, or wrote an opinion on
this case. You've been there that long?
Case.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And according to CNN, they say he gutted Section 5 of the Voting Rights Act, which is a provision that required states with a history of discrimination to obtain the permission of the federal government or the courts before enacting new laws related to voting. And the reason that he'd do that, I would imagine, is because elections are up to states. That's why each state has a different law, which frustrates the heck out of people, I understand, but when you're upholding the Constitution, you have to go by the law of the land. So to say that the federal government has to get involved with local elections is probably what he deemed to be unconstitutional about it. So another crack at it this week.
Can we have a moment of silence for Ted Cruz and his career? He was talking this week about unity and working together with, he says, Joe Biden said that we should be working together. Where's the unity and working together? Hey, hello, Ted. Have you looked in the mirror lately? That would be my comment.
It may seem funny, but I think a lot of people feel like the unity we were sold from Biden is not.
All right, well, give it a while. Okay, COVID, what about ventilation systems in schools? Maybe we better get the teachers back in the schools first.
Well, it's another way to move the goalposts. That's the problem, is that, okay, now we have to worry about ventilation in schools. What's next? Mm-hmm. When are people going to go back is the question.
That is the question. All right, ladies, you're doing a great job answering the questions and dealing with the questions presented by the lists from Talkers Magazine. Jennifer, Victoria, Jay, and Doug here on the Talk Radio Review at 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's never too late to achieve your dream, to turn a skill into a career. At Shasta College, we have late start classes right now and online classes where the commute from the couch to the class has never been easier. We're also offering 8-week compressed classes, same units, half the time. Now is the right time to upskill or reskill for high-demand jobs employers are hiring for. Find out more. Visit ShastaCollege.edu today.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Did you know that the city of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come. 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now. It's Tech Talk time with a review of the top five items this week in the world of technology that apply to most average users of same. Victoria Keelan is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Number five is all about a new AI program and what it does with some of the old pictures you got around the house. This looks kind of cool.
This is very cool. I was excited that this was a story that kind of popped through this week that people are excited about. A lot of people, you know, staying at home during quarantine, during the pandemic, doing DIY projects, and a lot of people have also chosen to start doing some genealogy research. So the Ancestry.com, of course, is a popular site, but MyHeritage.com is also a really popular site, and they're the ones who have this new AI program that allows you to have a free account, so you don't have to pay the monthly fee. And you can upload 5 pictures of your deceased ancestors, and they will animate them using artificial intelligence. And the results are really pretty remarkable. So you can put, you know, your great aunt Tilly that you never, who you never met, you can put her into the system, and all of a sudden she'll start blinking, she'll smile, she'll move her head slightly, you know, in the black and white photo. It's a little creepy. She'll wink at you, or you know, she'll smile, so you can actually kind of see, you know, it brings your ancestor's face to life, so you can kind of see what her, you know, what her expressions may have actually looked like. So it's a really cool thing. And again, for, you know, for the free account, you get 5 free pictures to upload, and then it'll get the AI treatment. So that's on MyHeritage.com. If you want to do the premium account, you can upload way more than that, and have your entire family tree be sort of animated, which again is really cool. It's very like Harry Potter. So it's kind of interesting that this became a trending story this week.
Number 4, Google's been stirring it up in a number of ways this week.
Yeah, so Google has reported that because of the pandemic and because of, you know, of the symptoms related to COVID, the loss of taste or smell, especially the loss of smell, it's actually called anosmia. That's been one of the most searched terms in the last few weeks or months on Google. And so people are experiencing this side effect, even if they don't necessarily feel sick. The loss of taste or smell, sometimes both, has been something that a lot of people are experiencing. 3% of the U.S. population who are over 40 have anosmia anyway, separate from COVID. And so the study suggests that a majority of the people who get COVID have this anosmia. It's at least 5% have long-term smell loss. So that's why when people recover from COVID, but yet they still can't smell anything, I think that's the reason why we're seeing an influx of the Googling of this term. It's also related to, it can be an early sign of Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. So if you don't have COVID and you have loss of smell, you may want to get to the doctor and see if that doesn't set you on the path to Alzheimer's or Parkinson's.
Number 3, Twitter labeling some vaccine misinformation. All right, so where do we come down on this one?
So Twitter has announced that they have a new 5-strike system if you are tweeting stuff that is misleading about COVID. And so the 5-strike system will be for repeat offenders, and eventually it can lead to a permanent suspension from the platform forever. The new labels are similar to what Facebook's already doing with their anti-misinformation banners. It doesn't take down your tweet. It will just slap a label on it saying, here's the correct information. This information has been disproven. And so if you keep doing it, or you keep retweeting other people's stuff, you will find yourself in Twitter prison. They're trying to cut down on misinformation about the efficacy of treatments, the misinformation about the prevalence of the virus, the risk of infection or death, misleading affiliations, a lot of people claiming to be doctors or public health officials when they're not. Harmful labeled tweets count as 1 strike, and then if you keep going, you'll be permanently banned.
Wow. All right, number 2, we were talking about the new space hotel. This is focused on the Mars rover and what's inside it.
Yeah, so NASA's brand new Perseverance rover has been getting a lot of attention lately, and for great reason. It's really cool to be able to see the rover, you know, live or sort of live on Mars doing its thing. But a lot of people in the tech world kind of were scratching their heads this week when it turned out that the processor in the Perseverance rover is from a 1998 iMac. So we could thank Steve Jobs for creating this 233 megahertz processor from the original Bondi Blue iMac, but it turns out that it's actually a sturdier chip than the modern ones, which would just basically disintegrate with the radiation on Mars. And we know it's a very hostile environment, and it's not just hostile to humans, it's hostile to computer parts too.
Right. All right, number 1 this week is Samsung focus.
Yep, Samsung wants to build onto their factory in Austin, Texas with 1,800 new jobs, except they're hoping to get 100% tax break on their for 20 years. So we'll see where that goes. It's
good
in
luck.
Negotiations.
All right, that's it. Victoria, Doug, 59 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Good morning, Private!
Good morning, Drill Sergeant!
I mean, seriously, what a pleasant morning. The sun is shining and the birds are chirping.
You seem to be in a good mood today.
Astute observation.
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
They're even shaped like hearts. So, in lieu of the obstacle course today, I propose a nice, meditative nature walk. Does that sound delightful to everyone?
Yes, Girl Scout Shape!
Happy Heart Shapes are back for a limited time. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
Need cash fast? Figure can help. A Figure personal loan is a smart, fast way to get up to $50,000 from the comfort of home. Just go to figure.com and apply online in minutes. You can check your rate without affecting your credit. Whether you need cash for past, present, or future, Figure can have you funded in as few as 2 business days. Stop paying those sky-high interest rates and consolidate debt at a lower interest rate. Just go to figure.com. That's figure.com. Figure Lending LLC. Equal Opportunity Lender. NMLS 1717824. Terms and conditions apply. Figure.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Every Democrat voted to pass the Senate's COVID-19 relief bill yesterday. Not one Republican crossed over the line to help. Former GOP Missouri Senator Jim Talent tells the Salem Radio Network Democrats are repeating their mistakes.
This is 2009 all over again. And they passed a big stimulus bill on a partisan vote. It was stuffed full of a bunch of embarrassing things.
Talent is the chairman of the National Leadership Council at the Reagan Institute. He says Democrats may find their go-it-alone strategy won't get them elected next year.
Their own base wasn't satisfied because it was all they did in 2009, other than Dodd-Frank, which Chris Dodd was smart enough to do with some Republican support. And by the time the 2012 presidential campaign came around, Obama's people wouldn't even mention the word stimulus. You remember the 2012 campaign? Did he run on the stimulus?
The bill now heads back to the House for final approval. Georgia voting rights advocates say Republicans are reversing changes made in the state after it saw record turnout among voters in November's general election and the Senate runoffs earlier this year.
A new batch of bills making their way through Georgia's legislature are raising concerns among voting rights groups who say the state might not have seen the record turnout it did in recent races if the bills were in place. The election bills filed by Georgia Republicans in recent weeks include legislation seeking to end no-excuse absentee voting and automatic voter registration, limit early voting on weekends and the period of time voters would have to request absentee ballots, and require more identification to vote absentee. Republicans say the proposed voting measures are aimed at boosting election security and public trust in Georgia's elections. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The United States and South Korea reached agreement in principle on a new arrangement for sharing the cost of the American troop presence. Details not released, but the State Department's Bureau of Political Military Affairs says the deal includes a negotiated increase in Seoul's share of the cost. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the 4 best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the 4 ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from 4 different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
Americans throttled back on their credit cards to start the year.
The Federal Reserve says consumer borrowing fell by $1.3 billion in January. A big drop in the use of credit cards, some $9.9 billion, offset increases in auto and student loans. Consumer borrowing is closely watched for indications about Americans' willingness to take on more debt to finance their spending, and so serves as a gauge of confidence in future economic activity. Since the pandemic hit, millions have lost jobs and households have grown more cautious, boosting savings as a hedge against the uncertainty. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Tense moments near the University of Colorado in Boulder today as hundreds of people damaged cars and other property after a party got out of hand. Authorities are vowing to bring charges against anyone who can be identified. 3 police officers were injured trying to break up the melee. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A household name in computer security software has been charged with securities fraud.
Between November 2017 and February 2018, John McAfee leveraged his fame as a computer programmer to make more than $23 million by recommending a number of initial coin offerings to his Twitter followers, federal prosecutors alleged. The problem, according to federal prosecutors in New York, was that McAfee failed to disclose he was a paid pitchman. An associate of McAfee's, J. Miguel Watson, also has been charged in the alleged scheme. The pair used social media platform and enthusiasm among investors in the emergency cryptocurrency market to make millions through lies and deception. Patrick Foss reporting.
More than a year after two USDA research agencies were moved from the nation's capital to Kansas City, they remain critically understaffed. The move in September 2019 led a mass exodus of employees who couldn't or didn't want to move halfway across the country. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
And away we go. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show, as we do at this time of the week. And Doug Steffen will be joining us in just a moment. I'm Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. And what we do in this program is we look back at the week that was, and we discuss the 10 most talked about stories and the 10 most talked about people on the Talkers Magazine survey. Talkers is the leading trade publication in the talk media industry. And talk media means talk radio, talk television, podcasting, online, on-air broadcasting, which really is one of the most influential platforms in the marketplace of ideas in the American national conversation. And Doug is, I think Doug is... I'm listening to you. I'm taken by you. You could do the whole thing. I can just sit here and listen to you from the beginning of the hour to the end of the hour. That'd be very cool. Michael,
I was
takes
worried
over.
About you. I didn't know where you were.
I got stuck in a compromising position.
The worst. Wouldn't you take care of those things earlier in the morning?
I know that, right? I should be doing it. But sometimes nature calls at strange times. That's how it works in the real radio world. All right, let's get to it. The top 10 stories and the top 10 people. Why don't you start, Michael, by going through the story list, because there are a number there that I would like us to take apart and examine from your perspective. But let's have the list first.
Yeah, we have a ton of stuff on the list, and we have ties. So there's a lot of stuff that's being talked about in the conversation. We're not at a time right now where it's all one subject, as we have often had during the past year. We're breaking down into issues again, policies and debates. It's kind of refreshing. At number 10, we have Sarkozy convicted of corruption And that's tied with British royal family gossip. So it's a couple of stories that are...
Well, there's a lot of focus on Harry and Meghan's interview on CBS with Oprah and what they're going to say. And then on the other side, the Sarkozy thing, when you read that, you think you're reading about American politicians.
Oh, yeah. A conservative politician, former president who is hoping to make a comeback, now faces possible prison. And number nine, we have climate change and space exploration, both somewhat aspects of the science world, and both important.
New hotel in space. You ready for that? You going to sign up? Let's take a trip.
I probably would wind up becoming nauseated.
They're building. Boeing is building a plane that supposedly will take off from most airports, or something like that, and fly up to these hotels. They're going to make an industry out of it. Space. I would like to take a space vacation, wouldn't you?
Theoretically, intellectually, I'd love to.
Yeah.
But I really don't know whether or not my inner ear. You know, I get car sick. I get car sick if we turn the corner improperly, all the way back to when I was a kid.
Really?
I mean, even John Glenn, when he went back into space on the space shuttle several years ago, John Glenn, an iconic astronaut, he threw up.
Right.
In the first.
There's a lot of that. Remember, when I went to the Houston Space Center, the guy who I did a program from there, a couple actually, he wanted me to go up in what they call the rocket. What do they call it? The comet rocket or something
The vomit
like that.
Comet.
The vomit comet.
The vomit comet. I mean, can you imagine?
It's a 707. They go straight up into the air, like to almost 100,000 feet, and then they do a deep dive back again so that the people in the plane can experience weightlessness. And that's where they shot Apollo 13. Tom Hanks talked about, and Kevin Bacon, how sick they got, because they were in that plane when they were doing some of the scenes. And, wow, how about...
I mean, have you... I don't know how you are when it comes to that type of situation.
I don't
like it. Have you ever found when you're traveling on a normal business trip or whatever and you get stuck with one of the small planes as opposed to a big plane?
Nope, not me. I don't go on those RJ things.
Right. Mm-hmm. And the puddle jumpers, and it shakes a little bit as it's coming in turbulence. And that alone can ruin my day, you know, in terms of, you know.
Coming back from Denver last weekend... We had a lot of rocky rides, especially over the central part of the country. I mean, I haven't had rocky rides for a long time. Most of the pilots are able to get around it. They go above it. They go around it. But this guy couldn't escape it. And it was, the people, I didn't mind it because I'm used to it. But there were people around me, man. They were looking a little peaked.
So that's one of the aspects of space travel. The other thing about space travel is it's very dangerous. I mean, it is dangerous. They're not going to be able to make it safe for a long time, if ever. And,
now there's more debris coming. Did you see my friend Tucker's new TV show on NBC on Monday night, 10 o'clock Eastern, called Debris? Jonathan Tucker is the star, and he and I are great friends.
When you said Tucker on TV, I was thinking of the other guy, you know, Tucker.
No, Tucker calls it. No, this guy. No relation whatsoever. And so he, you know, the idea of this program is that we are hit by debris from space of a rocket ship that exploded. And as it comes down, it hits a lot of our satellites and explodes them.
There's all kinds of garbage flying around there.
My God.
But then there's the radiation factor.
Right.
So look, I'm all for space travel. And I mean, I love that stuff. That's my favorite subject. Besides, you know, media, I love astrophysics. I love all that stuff. I follow it. I spend a lot of time with it. But I don't know whether it's for me personally. I regret that because I would think being in space is probably an experience that is truly mind-expanding.
You know, one would wonder, I'm not being facetious with this. With all the talk, I was talking to Nick Miles, who does a car report from Our Auto Expert, and he had his second shot this week. And he said he was so sick for a couple of days that he said I felt like I was dying, or I wanted to. I was sick.
You're talking about the vaccine now?
Yeah, the second shot. And so, you know, a lot of times people say going in some of these, you know, the spaceships and the things that is akin to what some people are feeling like with these COVID-19 vaccines.
Yeah, some of the vaccines are making people a little bit ill. A couple of fever reports I've gotten from someone. I
had my first shot Didn't bother me at all this week. Not
no, that's good. Thank goodness for that. I was talking to Dr. Dahlia Wax, who's a pretty well-known physician on radio. And she's really objective and very smart and fun.
Yeah.
And she just had her second
shot. She is that.
Yeah.
Fun she is.
She's got a mouth, and she knows how to articulate that fine line between credible medical jargon and being a little bit, shall we say,
flaky.
Not flaky. No, I would never say that word with her. Let's just say adventurous.
Okay. All right.
But she said that she was nauseated for a few hours as a result of both of them.
Did
second
she?
One wasn't as bad as the first. But look, you know, for the damn thing to work, it's got to do something. I mean, it isn't just, magic. Yeah. It does stuff. Things happen inside
of your
blood.
Have you had yours? I forgot whether you had.
No, I have not. I have not. I will soon, obviously.
Yeah, right.
All right, so let's get back to this, or should we just...
We have to pause for a moment. We do this, but it's good because we have there a lot of... It does give you the examples of how you take good conversation and explore different things with the ideas that are presented in the main, if you will, the main headline, and then you can go in a lot of different directions.
So,
good talk
radio.
So now
we're going to take a moment to blow our nose.
Actually, we're going to lose some weight now. We can blow our nose later if you want, but now...
Okay, I look forward to the commercials.
Yes, okay, good. Well, if you're ready, as Michael is, to go into the world of healthy weight loss, then you'll be very interested to listen for a minute or so. If you're new to this program or new to the ideas that are put forth in some of the great advertisements, Calitrin is something I'm very happy to talk about. They've been on my programs since, it's been about 4 years now. I've been talking about getting healthy the right way, losing weight the right way. When I say the healthy way, there aren't any stimulants in Calitrin. There are no drugs in Calitrin. There's no gluten presence. You'll lose weight safely and predictably. It starts about 30 to 40 days in. You start, take four of these capsules every night before you go to bed, and it goes to work. It's collagen protein and digestive enzymes that sort of are formulated to scientifically push the fat out and bring in muscle and change the contour of your body. With a little exercise, good eating, all of that stuff. It's a fabulous product and works so well in many different ways. Find out how it'll work for you by going to toploss.com. Toploss.com is their website. Use the DJV code. You'll get the BOGO deal. Buy one, buy 10, buy 100, and you get equal number without having to pay for them. So you stay on the program as I have. Since I started it 4 years ago, I just stay with it because it not only keeps the weight off, but it does so many other beneficial things for your body. Check it all out. Toploss.com, again, is the website for Calitrin. And when you're checking out, get the best deal and free shipping by using the discount code DJV.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I'm able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Need cash fast? Figure can help. A Figure personal loan is a smart, fast way to get up to $50,000 from the comfort of home. Just go to figure.com and apply online in minutes. You can check your rate without affecting your credit. Whether you need cash for past, present, or future, Figure can have you funded in as few as 2 business days. Stop paying those sky-high interest rates and consolidate debt at a lower interest rate. Just go to figure.com. That's figure.com. Figure Lending LLC. Equal Opportunity Lender. NMLS 1717824. Terms and conditions apply. Figure.com.
Dell's semi-annual sale is the perfect time to power up productivity and gaming victories. Now you can save what Dell employees save on high-performance tech. Save 17% on the latest XPS and Alienware computers with Intel Core processors. Plus, check out exclusive savings on Dell monitors, headsets, and accessories for greater immersion in all you do. Upgrade today by calling 800-BUY-DELL. Again, that's 800-BUY-DELL, or you can visit dell.com/semi-annual sale.
Let's start with everyone out there who loves flexing in the mirror. Yeah. Now, narrow it to all those muscle squeezers who hate stretching their wallet. Well, with my Walgreens, members earn an extra 5% in Walgreens cash rewards on Walgreens brand items. So head to Walgreens for great deals, or limp if you're like me and forgot to stretch while getting in the car. Ow, my cats!
Right now, stock up on everything from pain relievers to vitamins with select Walgreens brand health and wellness items. Buy one, get one 50% off. Offer valid through 4/24 with my Walgreens. See Walgreens.com for details.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal data. Quick and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
All right, so we're at, maybe I won't interrupt you here with the list, the story list. We're at number 7, I think, right? Or number, which one are we at?
Oh, we're at number 8. We worked our way from number 10 to number 8, and the show is one-third over.
All right, you've got 30 seconds.
Where did we go wrong? At number 8, we have U.S. foreign affairs and U.S.-China relations and Israel-Iran tensions. At number 7, we have the education crisis and America's mental health. Those are two topics tied at 7. We have at number 6 a tie between freedom of speech, cancel culture, censorship, and Dr. Seuss controversy. I hear music, so I'll disappear.
And that top 5 stories from Talkers Magazine coming right up here. It's 21 after the hour.
Dell's semi-annual sale is the perfect time to power up productivity and gaming victories. Now you can save what Dell employees save on high-performance tech. Save 17% on the latest XPS and Alienware computers with Intel Core processors. Plus, check out exclusive savings on Dell monitors, headsets, and accessories for greater immersion in all you do. Upgrade today by calling 800-BUY-DELL. Again, that's 800-BUY-DELL, or you can visit dell.com/semi-annual sale.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/news. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's 23 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, presented as part of the DJV program. Michael Harrison is here, Doug Steffen with our top stories, and we have become somewhat distracted. And ladies and gentlemen, it's not my fault.
No, it's my fault.
Yeah, it's Michael's fault.
And let's continue now with this distinguished conversation.
Please.
At number 5, we have...
memories of CPAC from last weekend.
Right. Speaking of distinguished conversation, yeah.
And if you get a load of that Donald Trump golden calf.
Yeah.
It was made in China, you know. That's a
no.
Fact. Yeah, it was
it really? Oh, my God.
That came out later. We have CPAC, the future of the GOP, the Biden cabinet selection process, and Democratic Party politics all crunched in at number five. At number four, we have the SCOTUS voting rights case. And the real big issue lost here in the middle of number four is H.R. 1, the House Voting Rights Bill. That's going to be a major, major battle in the Senate.
Well, but we need to do something. The reform part of this is the most important, not whether or not Trump lost because he was screwed. He may have been screwed out of some votes, but he didn't lose. I mean, there were more votes than I think you would think would be questioned. But the way the situation is and how it's biddled and battled around, the mail-in ballots and, you know, people using computers, if you're familiar, you live in Florida part of the time, you know what the voting situation is there. I've been living off and on in Florida since 1964, and it's as much of a mess now. It's never straightened out. They have all these full-time people that are supposed to fix the voting machines, the way people vote, and it is a continuum of screw-ups.
Well, when I vote every election in Florida and I vote every election in Massachusetts, I don't find anything wrong with either
good
process.
Congratulations. I told you the story of what I did one day, didn't I?
I hope you shouldn't tell it publicly, but okay.
Well, they can't do anything about it now. This was kind of a long time ago when I was a resident of Florida. I voted absentee in Florida. It was a presidential, I think it was George Bush, the second election. I don't remember when it was, but
you were the reason that Bush beat Gore.
I voted in Massachusetts. Voted absentee in Florida. Voted in the morning in Massachusetts, got on a plane and flew to California, and I voted there as well.
And you're admitting that. So you're the reason.
The reason I bring it up is because it shows you how flawed the system is, that somebody isn't able to track something as simple as that. Hmm. Yeah, that's more or less. There are a few other things I've done over the years to just prove a point, but that was one of them. It's kind of fun.
There are a lot of things in our complicated society that are really amazing that we're even able to get anything done.
Exactly.
It's pretty amazing that anything works right. Yeah. And we should count our blessings that they do.
Too much government. Nothing works. Okay, let's keep going here.
All right. Well, so that was number four. Number three, we have Andrew Cuomo under fire, and that's tied with the Me Too movement. Who would ever think we'd see the Me Too movement at number three again?
Well,
Andrew Cuomo has brought back nostalgia for one of the great movements of 2 years ago.
There's an interview that one of his assistants has done for CBS. I think it may be on 60 Minutes this weekend. Basically she claims that he trained her for sex. That's the quote from the interview. Yeah,
ding. Wow.
Ding is right.
That's right. Ding.
He's done.
Timing,
I think. Exactly. You can take him. He's stick a fork in him. He's done.
I don't know. Let's talk about that on the other side of the break. Is he done?
I think he may be. All right. So let's finish out with the top two stories anyway.
We have time for that?
Yes, we do.
Okay, real quick. Number two, the economy and the stimulus debate. And number one, COVID-19 vaccines, variants, prevention, and stats.
Right.
That's the
governors, a lot of the governors are split on mask mandates. Alabama, West Virginia are keeping theirs. Masks save lives, says Governor Jim Justice of West Virginia. So it's interesting how this is
still politicized. It's still political.
Oh, yeah.
Still
it
political. Some of the governors want to gain favor with the MAGA crowd and open things
up. Okay. How about we just do what's right? Hello, ding, ding, ding. Speaking of ding, ding, dings, 28 past the hour.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
The politically correct thought police are at it again at Clemson University, where professors can no longer expect students to come to class on time. Campus diversity training materials now suggest that expecting people from other cultures to show up on time is racist. Instead of teaching students the kind of responsibility that will be required in the job market, these professors are being told that to be inclusive, they must recognize cultural differences that may impact the meeting and adjust accordingly. What needs to be adjusted is this misguided policy. I spent several years teaching college classes, and I can tell you, you can't even teach political correctness if students don't show up to the class. It just isn't that complicated.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com to learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all six-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV for buy one, get one free on all six-piece towel sets and the Giza Dream Sheets.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Sometimes you have to go away to get away to relax. Enjoy an affordable staycation experience at Wind River Resort and Casino. Standard rooms only $89 a night, Sunday through Thursday. Call or book online now, 1-800-280-UWIN or windriver.com. Offering mobile check-in and check-out, valid through March 20th. Must have a River Club card. Some restrictions apply. Use promo code WINTER21. Join us for a safe and comfortable stay at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. Aaron Bell, nicknamed Billy Goat Bell, became the first Superior Court judge in Shasta County in 1880 and served until 1891. It was he who gave the order to move the county seat from Shasta to Reading. The first high school in Shasta County was established in Judge Aaron Bell's nine-room house at the corner of West and Placer Streets in Reading in 1899. In 1902, a new high school was completed facing Placer Street. Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. To find out more about Dottie Smith, go to the Shasta County Historical Society.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, a weekly airing of the issues of the week. According to the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, you can find Talkers, the list, and everything
at Talkers.com. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. We've gone through the story list. Now we have to go through the people list to see what we can come up with. A lot of interesting folks, as usual. So, Michael, please.
Yeah, we have Harry and Meghan at number 10. And we have Nicholas Sarkozy at number 9. Number 8, Mike Pence. Number 7, Nancy Pelosi. Number 6, Andrew Cuomo. Number 5, Ron Johnson. Number 4, Ron DeSantis, Greg Abbott, and Tate Reeves. Dr. Tony Fauci at number 3, Donald Trump at number 2, and O.J. Simpson at number... Wrong chart. And Joe Biden at number 1.
Right. O.J. Simpson. So,
remember when he was at the top of our chart for like 2 years?
Yeah, right, exactly. Late 90s. Okay, so Mike Pence is at number 8. There have been some whispers, and I think they were whispers, that Mike Pence, who had been a talk radio host in Indiana for a number of years, I think, wasn't he?
Might be one again.
Well, yeah, and be on in the time slot where Rush Limbaugh has been.
Oh, yeah, Pence could be a replacement.
Well, would he work? Is he different enough? See, whoever goes in there, unfortunately, unless they're really different and take a different approach, will fail. Because they're not Rush. It doesn't make a difference whether they're good or not. They just are not Rush. Hmm. And so, under the circumstances, does Pence become a, you know, this is conjecture on the part of some. Everybody's looking around for the next stars. I love all the trades are always, oh, who's the next talk radio star?
Yeah, well, we don't engage in that type of shallow.
I know you
shallow.
Don't.
But, I refuse to, I mean, I'll talk to you about it here, but I'll talk to you from a perspective of maybe above or outside the fray. I don't get into that kind of stupid talk. Like, who's going to be the replacement for? There is no replacement.
There isn't.
Rush.
Right, exactly.
I mean, come on. I mean, it's not even it's not even a conversation. Who's going to be the new George Washington? You know?
That's perfect.
What are the Jews going to do now? They need a new Moses.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
I mean, come on. You know, recognize, you know, what a thing is for what it is, even though we're in the forest, you know.
You know,
take a look at it.
We're so focused on sameness. We want rubber stamps. What makes America great? What makes pop culture great? What makes these sorts of programs? The people who have done the best over the years, and you're the best, best observer of this, the people who have made a name for themselves doing conversation on the radio have been very unique, extraordinary individuals. The ones have been the most successful do not do podcasts and yamma, yamma, yamma. I was going to name somebody, but I'm not going to because I don't need to.
You've already made enough mistakes this hour.
Yes, well, listen, that's the story. That's why people like to listen to me because I make mistakes.
Absolutely.
And I don't focus on it. I mean, real me is me.
Which is I think Pence might be a great replacement for Rush, because whereas Rush was entertaining, provocative, very, very candid, Pence is boring and measured. It'd be perfect.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, how did he do when he was a host? He was in Indianapolis, wasn't he?
He got out of the business and ran for something lower than a host, politics.
Right. Yeah, right. Maybe we could wish that with Nancy Pelosi. All right, let's keep going with our list here and see who's going where.
Oh, yes. Okay, so I have no idea. Oh, Mike Pence at number 8?
We're at 7. Yeah, we're at 7.
Oh, no, we did the whole thing. We did. I did the O.J. Simpson joke. Was that today or was that last week?
I don't know. Let me go through these things. So let's we've got to
stop having those mimosas in the morning. Go on.
The number one issue, all of the items surrounding the COVID, there may be a fourth COVID wave. I think that's going to be a big one part of this next week because Fauci's all over telling people, you know, we may have to have another, instead of 2 shots, you got to get 3.
Oh, boy.
And, you know, the vaccination rate for black Americans is half that for white people. Mm. And there's all of that political. Is that a political? How do you look at that? Is that a political discussion?
It's political, sure. It's very political. Mm-hmm. It's economic. It's cultural. All these topics tie into politics, but they also tie into popular culture. They tie into science. They tie into sociology and economics. And that's why one cannot look at all of these categories as separate entities that exist in their own bubble. This is trying to make sense out of chaos.
Yeah, it really is chaos.
Of course it is.
How do you run this stuff? And then, and to add to the chaos, here's a good one. At the end of the week, it became known that the factories that make syringes are way behind. So there are billions of doses of vaccines, but there aren't enough needles to stick them in your arm. So who's responsible for that? No. Who's watching that store? And how is it that all of a sudden there are not enough syringes to meet the demand? That is incredible. I mean, what, Fauci's all talking about all this stuff. So is there an administrator someplace that either works for Pfizer? I don't even know who makes this. They probably make the damn things in China.
That's why we need the Chinese. They make everything.
Yeah, we don't need them.
Look, first of all, you got to understand that whoever expected we'd have a situation in 2021 where we need to have syringes for everybody within a few months.
Right.
I mean, come on. I mean, part of the whole deal of doing business, whether you're running a restaurant or a drugstore, is knowing how much inventory to keep on stock and manufacturers how much to manufacture. You don't want to make more cars than you plan to sell. You don't want to buy more lobsters for your tank than you plan to serve at dinner in a restaurant. Yeah, this is all part of planning. So who is you have to understand, of course there's going to be shortages in the various components of a massive inoculation.
There's some cars and trucks that can't be made because they can't get the chips out of the factories in China, whether that's on purpose or not, to stick them. That's another reason why we shouldn't be so damn dependent on the Chinese.
Well, that's a whole big issue, and that's a blanket statement.
By the way,
we shouldn't be dependent on the Chinese like we are. We've got to do something about it, but it's going to be a slow turnaround because we are dependent on the Chinese.
Okay. So this week it became known. You know, I do the program, The American Family Farmer, which was actually your idea and your creation. Thank you very much. The fact that the Chinese are buying up farmland. You know, there was a big to-do about somebody started looking out in the Northwest and saw that Bill Gates was buying a lot of farmland, and people saying, well, what's he doing with the farmland? Well, he's trying to help some farmers that can't afford to buy land. There's a big thing about black people can't buy land because can't borrow money, yada, yada, yada. So now it turns up this week that a survey that was started by a Missouri state legislator, he asked to find out because there were a lot of people wondering, well, who are the people buying up all this land and paying big prices for it? Well, guess what? Our friends, the Chinese government, are buying our farmland alarming isn't even the right word for it, how we are letting them get away through Smithfield, the pork producers that they bought and control. They're buying under that name thousands and thousands and thousands of acres of farmland in America. How do you like that, boys and girls?
Any way you can get them interested in buying your farm?
I don't want to sell my farm, but
thank you. I'm only kidding.
Yeah, we're going to drive the price up a little bit. All right. So let's talk about this pandemic relief bill. Have you looked? Was the guy from Ron Johnson, who's a Wisconsin senator, has asked that the clerk read the 628-page bill, which has not been done before, 100,000 words, so that at least it becomes public what's in there, which. You know, when you examine it, sort of the thing that's been discussed this week, Democrats don't want to admit it, but the Republicans have got them by the short ears on this one, because there's a lot of crap in this bill. Have you seen it?
I read it this morning before I came on the air.
Yeah. Good for you, Michael. but seriously, the subsidies for outfits, companies, entities that don't, I mean, the kind of pork. I think we started talking about this last week with we made reference to the old pork book, but this is becoming much more, and people kind of laugh about it. They think it's funny. Oh, yeah.
Well, it's also part of the way we've done business, you know, and it's also what we expect of our reps. We expect our congressmen and senators to bring back the bacon, to bring home the bacon. And it's through this earmarking or whatever they call it, you know, squeezing in little things here and there that make the grease that make the wheels turn around in terms of compromise. There is a reason why this system has evolved, but now it is proving to be really archaic in terms of dealing with the issue at hand.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and more of it is really outrageous. Okay, in a moment. We're going to talk about where the Pope is visiting this week and where The rocket's red glare was seen. There may be a little, there's a little connection there, and not for that reason. And then I want to go through what Michael has on the MH interview, 44 after the hour, here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with a secret to a great night's rest. If you are having a tough time, check out your mattress topper. If you're having a tough time, check out the mattress itself. Or how about we check out your pillows? My Pillow has, they've done their homework to study sleep problems that are raging in America because of the COVID. And most of the people that you talk to say they don't like their pillows. So here's the fix. It's pretty simple. You know, sometimes simple problems have simple solutions. Go to MyPillow.com. Find out. Look at the there are thousands of examples of people saying that the pillows changed their life. So get your pillow so you can fit it for yourself. You'll be raving as well. If you don't have a MyPillow, or you know somebody who doesn't, now is the time. Because for a limited time, the premium MyPillows are at the lowest price they've ever been. You can save $40 on a queen-size premium MyPillow right now at MyPillow.com. Check out the sheets, the pillows, all the good stuff, the towels at MyPillow.com. Make sure you get the best bargain for yourself by using the discount code DJV. Okay, time now for the people list from Talkers Magazine for this week, first week of March. Doug Steffen here. Well, I'm not on the top 10 list. Here are the people who are. At number 10, Harry and Meghan, you know, former royals who are in, I don't know whether they're in hot water or not. I think Meghan's got a little starch and she says, I'm tired of all this stuff and I'm not going to take it anymore. Number 9, Nicolas Sarkozy. Number 8, Mike Pence has come back to the list again. And number 7, Nancy Pelosi. It'd be kind of nice if she was off the list. Andrew Cuomo, trying to dig himself out of his own messes. Number 6, Ron Johnson, another guy who's dealing with some messes. Number 5, Ron DeSantis and Greg Abbott tied. Number 3 is Dr. Fauci. Dr. Trump is number 2. And Dr. Biden is number 1. Actually, Dr. Biden is the wife, so I probably shouldn't say that. Joe Biden, president of these here United States, number 1 on the people list here, according to research done by Talkers Magazine at talkers.com.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
We're living in a time like no other.
All doctors to the ER.
That's why we have to rely on each other and those on the front lines. Whether battling COVID-19, enacting social justice, or putting a spotlight on education and healthcare equity. It's time to hear from industry leaders and those in a position to create change. Find the Women in Government podcast everywhere podcasts are available or visit womeningovernment.org.
Shocking news of Calitrin. Tell us what the shocking news is.
I do think it's shocking that, you know, you can have a weight loss supplement that's actually good for you, that right. You have a supplement that doesn't have any drugs, there's no stimulants, it's safe even if you're on medications, and it's proven with a huge 86% success rate with the 90-day program. Calitrin is different. It really stands alone in the weight loss supplement industry. There are a lot of people that are gluten intolerant these days, and it is gluten-free. The capsules and the liquid both are gluten-free.
So what's the deal now? What do you have as a special?
Right now we've got a radio special where it's the unlimited buy three, get three free. And we also, I should mention, have a new afterpay option on our website, too. So if you want to split up your payments or maybe you want to split it with a friend, you can do that on our website, too. 1-800-325-4366. The website is toploss.com.
Use the DJV code for no shipping and the special deals. That's toploss.com, code DJV. The charts for the week of March 1st to the 5th now. Doug Steffen here with a story list from Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry, at number 10. Mr. Sarkozy has been convicted of corruption. There's a lot of focus on that. And Russian relations as well. That's kind of number 8. Number 9 is space exploration, the story of the new space hotel. Number 7,
our mental health picture in America since the crisis began. Number six, continuing focus on our freedom of speech debate, including a focus on Dr. Seuss's books. The CPAC event, number five, the Supreme Court voting rights case. That's very interesting because the House was voting on some voting rights stuff as well this week. Andrew Cuomo and his problems, number three, the economy and how we stimulate it. What are you going to get for a check from the government, number two, and COVID is number one, as you might expect. All right, so there they are, the top 10 items this week from Talkers at Talkers.com. All right, moving back into our fold here quickly, it seems like the Pope is visiting Iraq at the same time they're getting shelled, or they're shelling others. When there's probably no connection there, Michael, right?
I have no idea. I don't
Pope's
know.
Pope's not in charge of bombing.
Connection.
Yeah.
But, you know, Pope should be careful where he goes. Everybody should be careful where they go.
That's very true. That's a good subject matter for another discussion. Yeah, all right, let's check out what's going on. I've gone to talkers.com, where you can also find the connection to the Michael Harrison interview. Who are we talking about?
This week, we at a deference to the memory of Rush Limbaugh, this remarkable recording that we are playing as this week's podcast, last week's podcast, we're keeping it in the top spot for this extra week. Because if people are fans of talk radio and people are fans of Rush Limbaugh or just interested, you got to listen to this thing. It's me talking to him 31 years ago. And I asked him, you know, I wasn't yet what I was to become, and he wasn't yet what he was to become, and we're just starting Talkers, and he had just started his radio show. And we're talking about the future of the show, Talkers, and talk radio, and it's fascinating. I mean, it's a mind-blower if you're interested in the subject of talk radio and Rush Limbaugh. So I implore you folks, you know, I don't normally hype that heavily, but this one is really good. MHinterview.com.
The two of them go hand in hand, frankly. Certainly modern talk radio goes hand in hand with the success, the career of Limbaugh.
Yep.
So, you know, that's why this is valuable. MHinterview.com. Find the list, the charts at talkers.com as well. Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback gives you state-of-the-art active safety technology for extra confidence on every drive. You can count on the roomy comfort and impressive cargo space, standard raised roof rails with enhanced tie-down points, and Subaru Starlink Multimedia with an 11.6-inch high-resolution touchscreen to wrap your experience with love for your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
DQ presents How to Find Meal Fulfillment. First, order the delicious new rotisserie-style chicken bites from DQ. Then feast your eyes on these unbreaded, tender, juicy, 100% white meat beauties. Next, take a bite of the bite. Realize that unbreaded chicken loaded with flavor is finally possible. And last, call your boss and ask for that promotion. You may have started last week, but hey, if chicken this good is possible, anything is possible. New rotisserie-style chicken bites are now a DQ. Happy, tastes good.
The past 4 years have shown us that social media companies like Twitter and Facebook have become the new nanny state. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. Over the past few years, the far left has demonstrated that they are not too fond of the First Amendment. Some have suggested passing laws that would change America's approach to free speech, but Twitter and Facebook have already been implementing the far left's anti-free speech agenda. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg altered the platform's algorithm after Election Day to promote establishment media outlets like CNN and others while suppressing conservative-leaning news sites. A few weeks before the election, Twitter suppressed a New York Post story about Hunter Biden's shady business dealings with China. By censoring conservatives on their platforms, they want to ensure that users are exposed to leftist ideas over conservative ideas. Their biased censorship practices are already making Marxism into a reality without the government. Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news, where truth matters.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Professor Wiseman from Bentley University, also one of the leading experts on scams. He could be a professor of that as well. Doctor of Law, a Doctor of Philosophy. Well, he's got all kinds of tags at the end of his name. But one of the things for sure, he has lots to say, and we are interested in what he has to say. It's kind of like Eve Hutton. When Steve Wiseman talks, people listen. You can use that if you want. You can take that to some one of your lectures. Say, hey, the guy on the radio I'm with says that you guys should be listening to me like everybody listened to E.F. Hutton. All right. Yep. Legal interpretations of various things on the countdown story list. Andrew Cuomo. He's not going to resign. He's apologizing. Can some of these women chase him around a little bit in court?
Yeah. I mean, we don't know. At this point, they are allegations, but it is kind of distressing that they come one after another and after another, which is, you know, a pattern in the past, because a lot of women who have been sexually harassed, they're afraid to come forward, particularly when it's a prominent person. And when one does, others come forward. It's not a particularly opportune time for Governor Cuomo, too, because it appears that his administration purposefully reported undercounts as far as the virus deaths in nursing homes. So these things take a lot of time. He's not going to roll over, and therefore the process is going to continue. And as we've seen with allegations against former President Trump, these things will drag out for years, but perhaps not so in this case.
Just another cheap politician, kind of sad because his father, Mario Cuomo, had such a great reputation and he sullied it.
He was, I just was such a huge fan of Mario Cuomo. And I still remember a really eloquent speech he gave at a Democratic National Convention. And I had generally been a supporter, not always, of Cuomo's position. I thought he had been doing a good job with COVID, but it was really distressing to learn that they had misreported the figures.
And his brother Chris on CNN, nothing special either. All right,
well,
that's
interesting.
My
answer. At least his brother said he won't interview his brother on this.
The brother won't talk to the brother. Okay, let's get to the Supreme Court and the voting rights case. Can you sort of separate this out for us, make some sense of what's going on?
Well, you
HR1,
know, it is kind
et cetera?
Of, yeah, it's interesting in the sense that there have been and there continue to be efforts in Congress to do this, to strengthen the ability of people to vote. But quite frankly, there are a lot of people in power who do better when fewer people do vote. And so more and more restrictions come in. And this is something, you know, we see this with a lot of laws. When a law gets passed, including or a Supreme Court decision, like in Roe versus Wade, and they make it the abortion decision, there will be people who don't like that decision and will try and find little chinks in the armor to poke at to reduce it. And, you know, this is something that indeed it's a Supreme Court that is probably receptive to a narrow reading of the law. So I think it's somewhat in danger, although we'll see what the various states do. And, you know, even then, when you've got federal legislation, that federal legislation can sometimes be watered down by the states when they, because voting essentially is a state matter.
Would you explain for a moment the difference or the connection that there is between the whole business of the Supreme Court and what they have to do voting? I mean, looking at these different bills that are before the Supreme Court and then the Attorney General. We've got an Attorney General. I think the bottom line question is, what's its relationship, the Attorney General Department, to the Supreme Court?
Well, you know, it's a great question. And, you know, here again, the Attorney General is the Attorney General of the United States. He is not necessarily the Attorney General of the President. And so quite often where they may be aligned, that it's understandable. But in the past, I don't think Donald Trump understood that distinction and often felt that they were there to serve him. They're not. It is an independent organization, as is the Supreme Court. The Attorney General is not an agent of the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court is not an agent of the others. But when they're both all working independently well, the system works at its best.
I noticed we only have a few seconds left. The court has made deportation easier for some immigrants. I think that'll be an interesting thing for us to follow, and I don't really understand it. I need you to explain it, but we don't have time now. So remind me. I'll be the boss. I'll remind you next week. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time. You get
me every time. The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostro. The White House is pushing back efforts by some states to pass transgender sports bans.
In several states, lawmakers are considering or have passed legislation banning transgender athletes from competing on girls' or women's sports teams. White House spokesman Jen Psaki says President Biden signed an executive order supporting transgender rights.
Him signing an executive order sends a pretty clear message to state legislators, to lawmakers, about where he stands on this issue.
Backers of the sports legislation argue that transgender girls, born as biological males, are naturally stronger, faster, and bigger than biological females. Greg Clugston, Washington.
People who are homeless will be eligible for COVID-19 vaccines in Michigan starting Monday. Health officials say it's a critical step in curbing infections and making sure vulnerable populations have access. The news comes as infection rates are dropping and vaccine campaigns are ramping up. Meanwhile, the Biden administration vowing to increase distribution of the vaccines. On NBC's Meet the Press Sunday, White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Jeff Zients says the first step to improving access is to boost supply, but there have been other significant obstacles.
Too many websites are confusing and don't work. There are not enough call centers or other ways to schedule a vaccine. We're working with states to make that situation better. Many governors and states have improved their access, but we need equal access across the board.
In a sidebar, a Florida vaccination site was overwhelmed after word spread it was inoculating all adults. The federally run site in Florida City had so few takers on Saturday that it had given shots to any adult who showed up before the supply ran out. But it again was enforcing Florida's strict eligibility rules on Sunday, and a police officer had to be called to try to calm the crowd of about 200 people that had showed up. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
A recent spate of earthquakes has Icelandic officials prepping for a potential eruption from one of the country's numerous volcanoes after a spate of...
News reports say that residents of the country's southwestern region
including the capital of Reykjavik, are preparing for a possible eruption after thousands of tremblers in the past several days. A volcanology team released images of potential lava flows that did not predict any towns in the country would be impacted by potential eruptions. However, a major roadway connecting the country's largest airport to Reykjavik may be less fortunate. The country's meteorological office said Thursday that more than 2,600 quakes struck the southwestern region last week, with several dozen registering magnitude 3 or higher. I'm Bernie Bennett.
Meanwhile, Mount Etna sending ash and lava stones nearly 6 miles into the air over Italy. And while most of that landed on several small villages, lava has flowed from the southeast crater down an uninhabited side. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Co-workers with an unbelievable bond discover that they're long-lost sisters who were both put up for adoption.
Cassandra Madison said back in 2013 she used to work at a bar in New Haven, Connecticut, and ended up working with a girl who is Dominican, like herself, and was also adopted from the Dominican Republic. Fast forward to 2021 when they took a 23andMe test. When they got the results back this week, they were both shocked to find out they're sisters with the same mom and dad. The story was so uncanny, it quickly went viral on TikTok. Patrick Frost reporting.
Carla Walenda, member of the Flying Walenda's High Wire Act and the last surviving child of the famed troop's founder, has died. Passed away Saturday in Sarasota, Florida, of natural causes. She was the daughter of Carl Walenda, who formed the troop in Germany before moving to the U.S. in 1928. Carla was 85 years old. More news at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hit client deadlines, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 and a half the hour, time for us now to review what's been going on this week, ladies, in the world of News Talk Radio. That's our job here as we review the lists of stories and people that have been published at talkers.com. And then Jay, who is part of the crew here with Jennifer and Victoria, Jay publishes them on our social media so you can see what the big stories are and the people, according to the research done by all the folks, the staff at Talkers Magazine. So we either take the stories and the people. Sometimes we can get them both in. Sometimes we get stuck. Well, I don't know if get stuck, but we get more information, more informed about some of the things, whether we just decide to start with the stories or the people. I think last week I did the stories, didn't I? When we take the story list, let's do the people list this week, only if my memory serves me correctly. Or we could be creative. We could go according to the numbers. We could start with number 10 on the people list and number 10 on the story list. Let's see where we go. At number 10 on the people list, there is the focus on Harry and Meghan and what's going on there with them and the royals. What do we believe here? There have been Buckingham Palace this week released a statement in response to the claims by Meghan that she bullied the staff members. Do we believe any of this stuff? What is there to be believed here?
I don't. There's
well,
so much
there,
stuff on
if there was any merit, more of it would have come out back when she was on, what was the show she was on, Suits?
Suits,
well, the
yes.
people on Suits are now defending her. They're coming forward saying that she never displayed that behavior and
yeah.
that she was lovely
Somebody
to work with.
Somebody doesn't just
and...
all of a sudden become a jerk.
Yeah, and so there are a lot, but there are a lot, there's a lot of stuff
Wait a minute,
on.
Hold on a second. That's the quote of the day. Somebody write that down, please. Somebody doesn't all of a sudden become a jerk. I think
quite
that's
a
very
them.
True.
Some people maybe marry royalty and become demanding, but I don't know if that's the case. There are so many different gossip sites. Jen and I, and I don't know, Jay, if you follow Dumois on Instagram, but there are a lot
what
of
is
people.
That? What
it's
is
a
it?
It's a gossip site that's I've never seen it be wrong. It's like the new TMZ,
really?
And there's a lot of stuff coming out that. That the staff, that she was given a few people on the staff who basically, like, kind of fudged their resume, and she was given them to plan her wedding, and they couldn't do it, and so then they ended up quitting and kind of bad-mouthing her. I think the British tabloid is really, those tabloids are vicious, way
really
more
are.
So than
you
can ever imagine here.
What you have with the National Enquirer here. No,
I'm interested to see the Harry and Meghan interview with Oprah. I think that both of them kind of come out swinging. I've seen gossip that the royal family doesn't really love it that they're going public, but at the same time, I mean, their names are getting dragged through the press. So at what point do you just not say, you know what, screw it, I've got to defend myself?
The statement in the Times, the London Times this week, reads as follows, quote, "Let's just call this what it is, a calculated smear campaign based on misleading and harmful misinformation. We are disappointed to see the defamatory portrayal of the Duchess of Sussex given any credibility by a media outlet." So they're taking a pretty strong stand, it would seem. And the people in England never liked her anyway because she
no.
wasn't and she wasn't white, she wasn't an English person.
They hate that he married an American.
Yeah. Right.
Oh my God. And then to add on that she's half black. I'm sorry,
yeah.
but there is a lot of racism in England.
And this is her second marriage. They did not like that.
And a divorcee.
Either.
Yeah. He right. hit the trifecta with offending the British public.
But he seems to be happy, and isn't that the most important thing? You'd think that would be the most important thing.
You would think.
Hello. Ding, 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 ding. All right, number 10 on the story list is the story of former French President Nicolas Sarkozy, who says that he's ready to go all the way to the European Court of Human Rights to prove his innocence. So what is he... But he was convicted, right? I mean, what's the...
Yeah. He was sentenced to 3 years. He's going to try to appeal that. One of the judges who's actually not in charge of his actual sentencing, she, I guess, said that he could do like 1 year house arrest with an ankle monitor, but I don't know if that's
what
gonna,
kind of corruption.
So what did he do?
Was he,
yeah
what did he do?
There was campaign finance stuff. There was, he paid off
a
newspaper. Yeah, I know, right? There was campaign finance stuff that he was convicted on.
Sounds like
bribery.
Peddling influence too.
Yeah, bribery with newspapers and stuff. So killing stories. It's very American. All of it is.
Can
very
you imagine?
American.
Yeah. Can you imagine if people went to jail for peddling influence in this country?
Yeah,
I don't even know how
fault.
You would even. How would you even define?
Clean out the, yeah.
How would you even define it?
By the way, that's sort of what Blagojevich did with trying to sell off Obama's Senate seat. That was one of the. That was one mm-hmm. of the things that he got in trouble for.
I'll take 300,000. To the man in the back. All right, let's see here. Sarkozy's number 9 on the people list, so we don't have to talk about him anymore. Number 8 is Mike Pence. Okay, so what's he doing? Is he going back on the radio? What is Pence going to do? Anybody?
I think he's doing a podcast, isn't he?
Is he?
I don't know about that. I think he went to work for Heritage or something like that. But I think the reason he's on the list this week is that he sent something out. This week, one of the big stories was that the House passed this pretty awful bill, House Resolution 1, which essentially takes California election laws and throws it out across the whole entire country at a federal level. Hmm. And it's a bad bill. But it got Democratic support in the House. They move it through the Senate. It's probably not going to go anywhere in the Senate because I think it's going to be a little harder to convince some of the Democrat senators who are more in the middle. But Pence was talking about election integrity.
Is there a
and
filibuster
so
associated with that, Jennifer?
Yeah, I think you'd have to have probably 67, yeah. Because if you don't have two-thirds, this would be a major change to election law, so you probably need two-thirds. And that's what I'm saying. You wouldn't have enough, Democrats to do this, or Republicans for that matter. But Mike Pence sent out an opinion piece this week where he talked about election integrity. And so, of course, the haters say that he's just perpetuating this big lie, the big lie about the election. Well, no, talking about election integrity isn't about throwing out a big lie.
It has nothing to do with the results of this election. And
well,
the election integrity.
It was about H.R. 1. It was about H.R. 1. And so, and that was what his op-ed was about, because this is an important one. Changing these laws in a way that is clearly not working in California for the rest of the country is really crazy to even consider it. But that was why he's on the list this week. And the media, of course, taking him apart because, you know, he's talking about election fraud. Imagine that.
Number 9 on the story list is about space exploration. We've been talking about a couple of things. The new space station, the hotel that's going to be built in the next 10 years, so you can go up to take a ride. Jennifer said that she
wouldn't
mind going up there.
Forget the next 10. It's the next 6 years. They think it's going to be completed by 2027. I don't know how they're going to do that. That is really ambitious.
They have to build a bigger plane. I think Boeing is working, as a matter of fact. I saw this the other day, and I'm trying to remember where I saw it. The Boeing was working on a plane, not a rocket ship, a plane that would be able to fly from would take off at a big airport and fly up to the space station. So that'd be interesting to see how that shakes out, make it a little more easy. But what's the fare to go?
Let's hope the engines stay on the plane, though.
Yeah,
Boeing's got a lot of work to do before I want to fly to
space. Well, that's not a Boeing problem. No, let's not blame that on Boeing. That's not Boeing.
Isn't it a Boeing plane with all the engines falling off?
No. Right. See, that's
the problem.
It was.
It was not an Airbus. It was not an Airbus. It was a Boeing.
But it wasn't. Hold on a second. The engines are not manufactured by Boeing. They buy them from three different sources. And in this case, Delta decided to buy Pratt & Whitney engines, which are the cheapest of the three. Rolls-Royce builds the most expensive ones, and most of the European carriers use Rolls-Royce engines. And General Electric makes engines, and most of the domestic carriers use them. It happened that, for whatever the reason, you can fit any one of those three engines onto most any plane, no matter who the manufacturer or the model is. So this is not a this is
but
not Delta.
Boeing
it's not
assemble
on Boeing.
It?
Boeing hangs it onto the plane. They had nothing to do. And by the way, Delta would be the ones that would be most culpable here because they didn't inspect. They didn't find.
I thought it was a United plane.
Splits. No, it was a Delta plane from. You're right. Sorry.
No, it was United.
It was United out of Denver for Hawaii. Yes.
Fell off.
It was. Yeah, it was United. And there are some questions about how United takes care of their equipment anyway at this point. So back to. What was the other story about space that we did on the tech report, Victoria? There was
the chip that's running the Perseverance rover.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's from a 1998 iMac.
That's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. All right, let's see here. China is in the focus, the number 8 story this week. We'll get to that after this. Introducing Clear. It's pronounced clear, but it's spelled X-L-E-A-R. It's the natural sinus care system that hydrates while it works against contaminants. Clear helps keep you healthy by assisting your immune system, washing out all that gunk that's in your airways. Clear contains xylitol, which is a natural ingredient found in a lot of fruits and vegetables. We've known this for over 2 decades. Recent research shows that xylitol also blocks viral adhesion. That's the SARS-CoV-2 virus. With Clear, you can enjoy the small moments no matter what the season. Clear also offers nasal sprays for children. Learn more about Clear by visiting clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. You can get it on Amazon or over the counter at your favorite drug or grocery store. It's natural, so all the natural retailers will carry Clear as well. Clear, X-L-E-A-R, clear.com.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Because when you find the perfect home, you don't want to lose it to anybody else.
Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers and their agents greater confidence in you. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this, what can help you buy the home you really want? Rocket can. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET. That's rocketmortgage.com or call 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information appraisal and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states at MLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Hi, the DJV clan here. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jay Kirshner. The focus is on the charts from Talkers Magazine and our review of them. At number 8 on the list this week, our relationship with China. Actually, the Russians are in this fold. The Chinese are. The situation in the Middle East between Israel and Iran blowing up. How many bombs went off this week? Ladies, I kind of lost. Was it two, three? Was it one? Oh, I thought it was maybe
one rocket,
last couple of weeks.
Right?
Yeah. And so what the rocket's red glare did what to whom? Wasn't the, this is, the Iranians are kind of, they're testing Biden more than anything else, aren't they?
Yeah, and he's got a bigger test ahead of him. There was a story that came out yesterday that a group in the Middle East discovered this undeclared nuclear facility in the middle of Iran, and that it shows you that they've been lying to us and playing us for
all of these years.
I wouldn't think anything else, but they're learning
from the Chinese government and the Russians
to believe that they were playing on the up and up.
I know the Chinese have been sighted here in America. This is a wake up call. Hello, ding ding ding. Anybody home? Thanks to a Missouri state legislator that has sent his staff out to figure out who owns the land. A lot of land's been big chunks of land being bought up, and so people say, oh, Bill Gates is buying the land. Well, it turns out that's not true. It turns out that our friends, the Chinese government, through their investment, their ownership of Smithfield, the pork producers, is buying up more land than anybody else. So here we are sitting flat-footed, once again, getting used, abused, tussled by the Chinese on our own, in our own backyard, on our own land. Yep, the Chinese ownership of U.S. farmland is growing at what has been described by this Missouri lawmaker as an alarming rate. So who's paying attention to that? Who's waking up to that? Those of you who are farmers or you're in rural America, do you know who owns the land next to you? Probably you don't anymore. That's the right man. Plus, the U.S. announced some sanctions on Russia this week. Fairly interesting. Maybe we get to that as we continue here on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near-historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal data, and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, MLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Let's start with everyone out there who loves flexing in the mirror. Now, narrow it to all those muscle squeezers who hate stretching their wallet. Well, with my Walgreens, members earn an extra 5% in Walgreens cash rewards on Walgreens brand items. So head to Walgreens for great deals, or limp if you're like me and forgot to stretch while getting in the car. Ow, my cats!
Right now, stock up on everything from pain relievers to vitamins with select Walgreens brand health and wellness items. Buy one, get 150% off. Offer valid through 4/24 with my Walgreens. See Walgreens.com for details.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Need cash fast? Figure can help. A Figure personal loan is a smart, fast way to get up to $50,000 from the comfort of home. Just go to figure.com and apply online in minutes. You can check your rate without affecting your credit. Whether you need cash for past, present, or future,
Figure can have you funded in as few as 2 business days. Stop paying those sky-high interest rates and consolidate debt at a lower interest rate. Just go to figure.com. That's figure.com. Figure Lending LLC. Equal Opportunity Lender. NMLS 1717824. Terms and conditions apply. Figure.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 23 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits in Talk Radio from the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, and the Jay Kirshner, the two Jays, Victoria Keelan. And I wanted to just remind people where you, if you're listening to this program over the course of the weekend, there are a lot of stations that mostly carry the program that are doing DJV, but there are some that are not. So if you hear some interesting conversation, you want to find out more, you can go to our DJV download page, djvshow.com. For example, the most recent one there is a focus on the Catholics and why they've been advised not to take the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Also a story about Dr. Oz helping administer life-saving efforts to a man at Newark Airport. That story is on the download. Dr. Ken discusses serious mental health issues because of coronavirus, all of that sort of thing. Lots of things regarding your health and well-being and what's going on in the world. It's all there every day in encapsulized form at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. We were talking about number 8 on the story list, the situation with the Chinese buying land here in America. I mentioned a couple of things having to do with the Russians. I noticed this week, ladies, the Biden administration has announced some pretty punitive sanctions on senior Russian government figures because of the poisoning of Navalny. And so the Russians say it's none of your damn business, and the president
naturally
says, yeah, of course.
Actually, I think they sent him some soup to thank them for the sanctions.
Did they? Well, but actually, didn't they denounce the sanctions and threatened retaliation? Is that just big talk on the part of the little guy with a little wee-wee? What's the story?
Well, I think the threat always comes after the sanctions. It happens every time. It happens with every administration. No one likes their finances being shut down. People forget, when we're talking about our opponents, that in Russia, their economy is about the size of Italy, and you know how big their landmass is. They have a really bad economy. Sanctions hurt the Russians. That's why it was used by the Trump administration. That's why it's being used by the Biden administration. And so as much as I think people want to paint them as some sort of superpower, they have a very small set of resources. That's why they couple up with China.
They're not the ones to worry about.
Right. They're the one, and that's why they couple up with China and Iran. Everybody looks to China to bankroll their evil ways.
All right. So Jay's in charge of trending information. One of the things that's trending is the discussion we were having about Harry and Meghan. Right, Jay?
Yes. A lot of royal insiders are saying it's no coincidence that all these negative stories about them are coming out. They've been coming out weeks before this interview is airing. And there were also a lot of comments about how can Harry and Meghan not push back the airing date due to Prince Philip's health. They don't have control over that.
That's true. Yeah.
Is that a CBS interview with Oprah or is it on
CBS.
OWN? Or
CBS.
Yes.
For 60 Minutes.
60 Minutes. Okay. Yeah. So by the time you hear this, it may have been aired. Some people listen to this through the course of the weekend because it airs Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and early Monday morning, the contents of the program. So it'll be interesting. Now, but they've had enough leaks so that you kind of know where it's going, right? Isn't Meghan going to kind of slap around all of the nasty stuff? Is she the tougher one? That'd be the interesting thing.
I think Harry's the one who's...
He is?
I think it's very
easy.
She's
supportive of him, and he understands how he has to protect his family.
Culturally, we're used to blaming the woman, and, you know, we saw that happen. We see it happen constantly, whether it's a celebrity story or not. So I think in this interview, I'm more interested to see what Harry says than Meghan, because I think Meghan's probably going to, you know, defend herself. But I don't know that she's going to come out swinging at the Queen or at Buckingham Palace, but I think Harry will.
Yeah. And there's a Tom Cruise story. What are the videos that people are talking about on TikTok?
These deepfake videos on TikTok. Yeah. So they look like it's Tom Cruise practicing his golf swing, learning magic tricks, and it's not. It's not him at all. It is
I don't think he even plays golf. Does fact, he?
No, it's an actor. I forget the guy's name. Miles something, right?
He looked like him.
Yeah.
All right, 28 after the hour here on our overview of what's going on News Talk Radio.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com to learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all six-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV for buy one, get one free on all six-piece towel sets and the Giza Dream Sheets.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback will make you fall in love with its state-of-the-art safety features, a spacious and comfortable interior, and convenient amenities, all ready for any adventure. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus up to 33 miles per gallon, 8.7 inches of ground clearance, X-Mode with hill descent control, and a direct-injected turbocharged Subaru Boxer engine will make you love every adventure in your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
DQ presents How to Find Meal Fulfillment. First, order the delicious new rotisserie-style chicken bites from DQ. Then, feast your eyes on these unbreaded, tender, juicy, 100% white meat beauties. Next, take a bite of the bite. Realize that unbreaded chicken loaded with flavor is finally possible. And last, call your boss and ask for that promotion. You may have started last week, but hey, if chicken this good is possible, anything is possible. New rotisserie-style chicken bites are now at DQ. Happy, tastes good.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
The Michigan State Legislature spent weeks debating a bill that would pressure fast food restaurants to stop offering Happy Meals with gender-specific toys. There were committee hearings about the cultural effects of giving kids little race cars or Barbie dolls. Legislators worried about the practice of asking parents if they wanted the Happy Meals for boys or girls, possibly leading to identity crisis or worse. Surprisingly, no witness questioned whether or not there was any proper role for government in the issue. Examples were made of McDonald's and Burger King, but those are both private companies. The deals they make with their customers are private exchanges, none of the government's business. The free enterprise system is called free for a reason, and it's just not that complicated.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Checkmate. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. In chess, you're not responsible for the moves your opponents make, but you can certainly implement strategies that are more or less likely to lead to particular outcomes. Likewise, when it comes to communication, you're not responsible for how others communicate, but you can certainly rely on strategies that are more or less likely to elicit defensiveness or openness. In chess, you're only in control of your own pieces. In communication, likewise, you're only in control of what you say. Unlike chess, however, the goal of communication isn't to trap people, it's to be clear about what you want to say. It's to speak in ways that can be heard. In fact, that's what my yield theory is all about. To get around people's fight or flight responses and speak in ways that they will actually hear. To learn more about yield theory, visit drchristianconti.com and be sure to like us on Facebook.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 after the hour. This is the News Talk Overview, courtesy of the ladies and gentlemen on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, going through the story. So I wanted there, let's see. On the people list, at number 7 is Pelosi. And I don't know, what's new there? What is she up to?
Well, there's a lot about Pelosi. The House was busy this week. First, there was the idea that Trump was going to be inaugurated on March 4th.
Right. There you go.
And that a militia was coming to make it happen. And so the Capitol was shut down. She sent Congress home early.
It was a big dud, wasn't it? And nothing happened.
It was a dud. It was a total dud. And not only was it a dud,
well,
but
after... What
did they
do? No one was there.
After she sent home everybody, they weren't going to do anything to begin with. And she did a press conference. She was there. So she, if she was really concerned about her safety, I don't know why she'd be doing a press conference. She didn't want to miss that opportunity. They also passed the election reform bill. They are also still being looked at because of the COVID-19 relief bill that passed through late on Friday night. And the Senate has that now. So she's making news for various reasons.
Right. Okay. Party
oh, and she said all the president's men were coming to town to take over the Capitol. That's what she said for this week.
Really?
Yeah.
What about the women?
I don't know.
No women coming? Just men.
Number six. Collectively.
Number 7 on the story list is the situation with regard to education. There's an edict, at least here in Massachusetts, and I think it's happening elsewhere, that all schools need to be open. I think Biden said that too, didn't he? Let's get... the schools open. It is becoming ridiculous at this point. But teachers are getting their shot, so that's the last vestige of why they can argue or say, I don't want to go to school because I don't want to get sick.
Unless you're in Los Angeles, and then the argument continues. They changed the rule to vaccinate teachers, but now the United Teachers of Los Angeles are saying, well, it's really about the community, not the vaccine, so we need to make sure that each community is at, like, 0.25% infection rate. Well, then you would think, okay, well, maybe some schools will go back, and then when other schools
meet
that marker.
And these people are still
marker,
getting paid, right? They're still getting paid their full.
When other
anything.
School, you know, one community can go back and another one will stay shut down. Oh, no. They want every community to be at 0.25% before they say they'll go back to the classroom now. They're never wanting to go back. I don't understand.
Can't they look at
what
nothing.
The deal is?
Can't they look at other states that are, that the kids are back in school and have been? I mean, in New Jersey, we've
other
been
counties
back.
In California yeah, are back in school.
Right. I mean, if you're quote-unquote following the science, if you're following the science, which is what, you know, the excuse in California seems to be for everything, even though I'm not sure what science they're actually using, then the science, the new science data sets are that look at all the other states that have had kids back in school that have proven that children are very, I mean, it's a very, very small percentage of
this is the biggest scam. There have been a lot of scams that have come out of this COVID thing. This is the biggest one. Now, next up, the situation with Andrew Cuomo, number 6, on the people list, and number 3 on the story list. So there's an aide who has popped up that was interviewed by somebody at CBS, and she said she was, quote, groomed for sex. What the heck does that mean?
What? I don't know. I didn't hear about this one. Groomed for sex? Okay.
Right.
Well, Charlotte Bennett is her. Charlotte Bennett's her name. She's 25. She's a former executive assistant to the governor, and she's one of. I think she was the second accuser.
Oh, she's the same one that we've heard from. Okay, got it.
Yeah, but she was. She did a televised interview with Nora O'Donnell, and in it, she claimed she was being groomed for sex. She said that Cuomo asked her about her sex life, whether she liked having sex with older men.
Oh, this
that
one. Okay,
she would,
yeah.
She'd complained to him about being lonely. Cuomo's office says that when she brought up her concerns that they were treated well, but that's not what she says. She left her job because she felt it was the only way that she could avoid having sex.
Isn't she running for something now? She's right.
Charlotte Bennett?
Yeah. There's some sort of, I don't know, it's local news, but there's something that she's I think she's the one who's running for or has ambitions of running for something right now.
Lovely.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I just did a quick Google search on it. I don't see anything about her running, but I mean, she's still relatively young.
I mean, not for governor, but you know, something else.
Yeah.
All right, moving along. Number five on the people list is Ron Johnson. He's what now? He's a representative, but he's been the focus of a lot of attention.
Senator.
Yeah. Oh, he's a senator. Excuse me. All right. So you want to go through that, Jennifer?
Ron Johnson is trending this week because this COVID-19 relief bill, and I use air quotes when I say that, is being panned by a lot of Republicans.
Oh, he's the one who wants to have everybody read the 628 pages of the bill.
Imagine that. Ah. How about reading it before
you vote
on it?
And so he confusing with the other guy.
Yeah, he made the Senate clerk start reading the bill, and Democrats are saying he's just delaying the process. And he's like, no, I want it in the record so that the American people can hear what's actually in this bill, because $1 trillion of the $1.9 trillion isn't even going to COVID relief. It's going to other things. And so he wants it read out. And you know what? Everybody should know what's in these bills, not just these, every single one. They make them thousands of pages, and no one takes a look.
Right, and they do that because they don't want people to take a look, frankly. All right, number six on the story list is the censorship of Dr. Seuss. How many Dr. Seuss books are there? Dozens of them? How many Dr. Seuss? It's like they were all being canceled, but it was only six of them. But even those.
There are a lot of books. I had heard of Mulberry Street, but I don't think I had even heard of.
What's wrong with Mulberry Street?
I don't know, but something.
I mean, what's deemed to be offensive in these? I saw this and I just laughed to myself, thinking about where we were and how we're wasting time on things like this. Meanwhile, the Chinese are eating our lunch, and we're worried about Dr. Seuss. I mean,
Jimmy Kimmel said, if you want to see Trump be reelected, keep going down this road with Dr. Seuss, because I think most people can understand the ridiculousness of this. They were written at a certain time, and one of the problems with it, and I don't know what all of the six books' problems are, but in one of the books that are being questioned, he referred to someone being Oriental. But at the time, that was the appropriate term. It was not derogatory.
Well, Northwest Airlines used to be called Northwest Orient Airlines.
I mean, how many of us went to Coco's and had an Oriental chicken salad?
What's that? You're from
it wasn't
the Orient.
Like it was, right.
Come on. Oh, but, my God. Get
some of the artwork and the characterization of different people of color are a little bit offensive. I mean, they are a little offensive.
But also, in Dr. Seuss's defense with the illustrations were never about being accurately depicting of people. I mean, Cindy Lou Who was a white girl with blonde hair with antennas out of her head. But, you know, is that...
All those
Who's had the antennas. Well, I think it should be treated the way a lot of old movies are being treated. They're not taking them down. They're just saying, look, at the time, this was deemed acceptable. It's clearly not anymore. And that's the end of it. Pop a sticker on it and move on. Like,
all right, let's move on. I didn't mean that to you.
I'm just saying.
But I want to move on. Okay, so the CPAC thing is number five this week. I see that Trump blamed Mitch McConnell for losing the seats in Georgia. That's a new wrinkle, or has he said that before?
I think he said it before, there's a lot that went into losing the Georgia Senate seats. First of all, there was a lot of questions about the election that had people questioning the integrity of their vote in Georgia. That's number one. Number two, Republicans led by Mitch McConnell, and we talked about it here. I remember going, this is offensive, that they came up with the COVID relief bill with $600 in it. Like, after you shut people down, you hand them $600. So the Democrats that were running against Mitch McConnell and the Republican candidate said, we won't give you $600. We'll give you $2,000. And so people went to the polls and voted for the one that we're going to give them $2,000. Yeah. Unfortunately, their $2,000 turned back into $1,400 because they said, well, if you total up $600 and $1,400, you make $2,000.
So, there's
a lie. And I'm with this Republican congressman in Arizona who says, if you're going to spend $1.9 trillion, forget all the pet projects, divide it up and give $10,000 to every American, because that's what it's going
to be. Who's this representative, Raja, let's see if I can pronounce his name, Krishna Smoothie? Something like that. Krishna Smoothie. Anyway, he's...
Is Smoothie actually in his name?
Yeah. Let's see. What is it? Krishnamoorthi. He says...
Can you use it in a sentence, please?
He says, the stimulus ought to go to people who need it most. Duh. Yes. So what's going to happen? They're pushing this bill through because they want to get it done for, what, the end of next week or something? It seems to me.
That's what Chuck Schumer says. We want to vote on it on Monday. But why vote on a bad bill? This bill is not good. It is not effective. It's going to put us further in debt. And for what? It's not going
to. It doesn't go to the right people.
Right.
That's basically it. The help doesn't go where it is needed, but it answers lots of political questions, right? What is the cutoff? The individual who makes more than $80,000 a year no longer qualifies for a direct payment.
Yeah, they changed it. They had to lower the stipulation now. So now it's people who make even less than that, when it should be people who have been out of work.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Krista Smoothie says that he doesn't think the changes will cause many Democrats to vote against the bill when it comes back to the House. So there it is.
No,
we have
all
learned about
vote for it.
I knew it.
This gives like $90 billion to the teachers' unions who won't even send their teachers back to work. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And it gives it to them in 4 years, not now. A relief bill is supposed to be relief now, not in 4 years from now.
Anga bunga. All right, so anyway, that's the story, the deadline, the yada, yada, yada. I like this guy's a Democrat from Illinois. Krista Smoothie. There he is.
It's not Krista, it's Krishna. Like Hari Krishna.
Krishna Smoothie, okay. Raja Krishna, Krishna Smoothie. Thank you for clarifying
Krista
that.
Krista Smoothie sounds like a porn star. So
yeah, it does.
You just, right? Only Doug.
I'm just seeing it, calling it the way I see it. The charts for the week of March 1st to the 5th now. Doug Steffen here with a story list from Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. At number 10, Mr. Sarkozy has been convicted of corruption. There's a lot of focus on that, and Russian relations as well. That's kind of number eight. Number nine is space exploration, the story of the new space hotel. Number seven, our mental health picture in America since the crisis began. Number six, continuing focus on our freedom of speech debate, including focus on Dr. Seuss's books. The CPAC event, number five, the Supreme Court voting rights case. That's very interesting because the House was voting on some voting rights stuff as well this week. Andrew Cuomo and his problems, number three, the economy and how we stimulate it. What are you going to get for a check from the government? Number two, and COVID is number one, as you might expect. All right, so there they are, the top 10 items this week from Talkers at Talkers.com. Okay, we'll continue with a strong finish here. The voting rights case up next here at the Supreme Court.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Shocking news of Calitrin. Tell us what the shocking news is.
I do think it's shocking that, you know, you can have a weight loss supplement that's actually good for you, that you have a supplement that doesn't have any drugs, there's no stimulants, it's safe even if you're on medications, and it's proven with a huge 86% success rate with the 90-day program. Calitrin is different. It really stands alone in the weight loss supplement industry. There are a lot of people that are gluten intolerant these days, and it is gluten-free. The capsules and the liquid both are gluten-free.
So what's the deal now? What do you have as a special?
Right now we've got a radio special where it's the unlimited buy three, get three free. And we also, I should mention, have a new afterpay option on our website, too. So if you want to split up your payments or maybe you want to split it with a friend, you can do that on our website, too. 1-800-325-4366. The website is toploss.com.
Use the DJV code for no shipping and the special deals. That's toploss.com, code DJV. Okay, time now for the People List from Talkers Magazine for this week, first week of March. Doug Steffen here. Well, I'm not on the top 10 list. Here are the people who are. At number 10, Harry and Meghan, you know, the former royals who are in, I don't know whether they're in hot water or not. I think Meghan's got a little starch, and she says, I'm tired of all this stuff, and I'm not going to take it anymore. Number 9, Nicolas Sarkozy. Number 8, Mike Pence has come back to the list again. And number 7, Nancy Pelosi. It'd be kind of nice if she was off the list. Andrew Cuomo, trying to dig himself out of his own messes. Number 6, Ron Johnson. Another guy who's dealing with some messes. Number 5, Ron DeSantis and Greg Abbott tied. Number 3 is Dr. Fauci. Dr. Trump is number 2. And Dr. Biden is number 1. Actually, Dr. Biden is the wife, so I probably shouldn't say that. Joe Biden, president of these here United States, number 1 on the people list here, according to the research done by Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. All right, so we do the, what do we have time left? We have about 3 minutes. So we do these, let's do the Supreme Court for a few moments, and then Dr. Fauci says schools should update their ventilation system. There we go. The Supreme Court, anybody need to explain this voting rights case? Because I think we've had so much conversation appropriately about the voting situation, and whether it's fraud or not isn't really the question for me. It's reforming the system because it sucks. So what's the Supreme Court going to, how is their leadership going to bring us further along that path? Or is it?
It's just, they're hearing the case now, so we don't really know if they've determined if there's going to be an outcome. But 8 years ago, Chief Justice John Roberts wrote a majority on, or wrote an opinion on
this case. You've been there that long?
Case. Oh, wow. Yeah. Oof. And according to CNN, they say he gutted Section 5 of the Voting Rights Act, which is a provision that required states with a history of discrimination to obtain the permission of the federal government or the courts before enacting new laws related to voting. And the reason that he'd do that, I would imagine, is because elections are up to states. That's why each state has a different law, which frustrates the heck out of people. I understand, but when you're upholding the Constitution, you have to go by the law of the land. So to say that the federal government has to get involved with local elections is probably what he deemed to be unconstitutional about it. So another crack at it this week.
Can we have a moment of silence for Ted Cruz and his career? He was talking this week about unity and working together with, he says, you know, Joe Biden said that we should be working together. Where's the unity and working together? Hey, hello, Ted. Have you looked in the mirror lately? That would be my comment.
It may seem funny, but I think a lot of people feel like the unity we were sold from Biden is not.
All right, well, I'll give it a while. Okay, COVID. What about ventilation systems in schools? Maybe we better get the teachers back in the schools first.
Well, it's another way to move the goalposts. That's the problem, is that, okay, now we have to worry about ventilation in schools. What's next? When are people going to go back is the question.
That is the question. All right, ladies, you're doing a great job answering the questions and dealing with the questions presented by the lists from Talkers Magazine. Jennifer, Victoria, Jay, and Doug here on the Talk Radio Review at 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has the chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator, coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
a jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now. It's Tech Talk time with a review of the top five items this week in the world of technology that apply to most average users of same. Victoria Keelan is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Number five is all about a new AI program and what it does with some of the old pictures he got around the house. This looks kind of cool.
This is very cool. I was excited that this was a story that kind of popped through this week that people are excited about. A lot of people, you know, staying at home during quarantine, during the pandemic, doing DIY projects, and a lot of people have also chosen to start doing some genealogy research. So the Ancestry.com, of course, is a popular site, but MyHeritage.com is also a really popular site, and they're the ones who have this new AI program that allows you to have a free account, so you don't have to pay the monthly fee. And you can upload five pictures of your deceased ancestors, and they will animate them using artificial intelligence. And the results are really pretty remarkable. So you can put, you know, your great aunt Tilly that you never, who you never met, you can put her into the system. And all of a sudden, she'll start blinking, she'll smile, she'll move her head slightly, you know, in the black and white photo. It's a little creepy. She'll wink at you or, you know, she'll smile. So you can actually kind of see, you know, it brings your ancestor's face to life. So you can kind of see what her, you know, what her expressions may have actually looked like. So it's a really cool thing. And again, for, you know, for the free account, you get five free pictures to upload, and then it'll get the AI treatment. So that's on MyHeritage.com. If you want to do the premium account, you can upload way more than that and have your entire family tree be sort of animated, which, again, is really cool. It's very like Harry Potter. So it's kind of interesting that this became a trending story this week.
Number four, Google's been stirring it up in a number of ways this week.
Yeah, so Google has reported that because of the pandemic and because of, you know, of the symptoms related to COVID, the loss of taste or smell, especially the loss of smell, it's actually called anosmia. That's been one of the most searched terms in the last few weeks or months on Google. And so people are experiencing this side effect, even if they don't necessarily feel sick. The loss of taste or smell, sometimes both, has been something that a lot of people are experiencing. 3% of the U.S. population who are over 40 have anosmia anyway, separate from COVID. And so the study suggests that a majority of the people who get COVID have this anosmia. It's at least 5% have long-term smell loss. So that's why when people recover from COVID, but yet they still can't smell anything, I think that's the reason why we're seeing an influx of the Googling of this term. It's also related to, it can be an early sign of Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. So if you don't have COVID and you have loss of smell, you may want to get to the doctor and see if that doesn't set you on the path to Alzheimer's or Parkinson's.
Number three, Twitter labeling some vaccine misinformation. All right, so where do we come down on this one?
So Twitter has announced that they have a new five-strike system if you are tweeting stuff that is misleading about COVID. And so the five-strike system will be for repeat offenders, and eventually it can lead to a permanent suspension from the platform forever. The new labels are similar to what Facebook's already doing with their anti-misinformation banners. It doesn't take down your tweet. It will just slap a label on it saying, here's the correct information. This information has been disproven. And so if you keep doing it or you keep retweeting other people's stuff, you will find yourself in Twitter prison. They're trying to cut down on misinformation about the efficacy of treatments, the misinformation about the prevalence of the virus, the risk of infection or death, misleading affiliations, a lot of people claiming to be doctors or public health officials when they're not, harmful labeled tweets count as one strike, and then if you keep going, you'll be permanently banned.
Wow. All right, number two, we were talking about the new space hotel. This is focused on the Mars rover and what's inside it.
Yeah, so NASA's brand new Perseverance rover has been getting a lot of attention lately, and for great reason. It's really cool to be able to see the rover, you know, live or sort of live on Mars doing its thing. But a lot of people in the tech world kind of were scratching their heads this week when it turns out that the processor in the Perseverance rover is from a 1998 iMac. So we can thank Steve Jobs for creating this 233 megahertz processor from the original Bondi Blue iMac, but it turns out that it's actually a sturdier chip than the modern ones, which would just basically disintegrate with the radiation on Mars, and we know it's a very hostile environment, and it's not just hostile to humans, it's hostile to computer parts, too.
Right. All right. Number one this week is Samsung Focus.
Yep, Samsung wants to build onto their factory in Austin, Texas with 1,800 new jobs, except they're hoping to get 100% tax break on their for 20 years. So we'll see where that goes. It's in negotiations.
All right, that's it. Victoria Doug, 59 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Good morning, Private!
Good morning, Drill Sergeant!
I mean, seriously, what a pleasant morning. The sun is shining and the birds are chirping.
You seem to be in a good mood today.
Astute observation.
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
They're even shaped like hearts. So, in lieu of the obstacle course today, I propose a nice, meditative nature walk. Does that sound delightful to everyone?
Yes, Drill Sergeant!
Happy Heart Shapes are back for a limited time. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
Need cash fast? Figure can help. A Figure personal loan is a smart, fast way to get up to $50,000 from the comfort of home. Just go to figure.com and apply online in minutes. You can check your rate without affecting your credit. Whether you need cash for past, present, or future, Figure can have you funded in as few as 2 business days. Stop paying those sky-high interest rates and consolidate debt at a lower interest rate. Just go to figure.com. That's figure.com. Figure Lending LLC. Equal Opportunity Lender. NMLS 1717824. Terms and conditions apply. Figure.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The Democratic leader of New York's Senate calling on Governor Andrew Cuomo to resign amid new allegations of inappropriate behavior from women who worked for him.
Andrea Stewart-Cousins says between the sexual harassment allegations and undercounting COVID deaths in nursing homes, Cuomo's got to go.
I wasn't elected by politicians. I'm not going to resign because of allegations.
Cuomo says wait for the state attorney general's investigation. So far, 5 women told newspapers he's been inappropriate or sexually harassing in actions or words, something he's denied.
That's my way of doing friendly banter.
One of the latest to come forward, former staffer Anna List told the Wall Street Journal he kissed her hand and asked personal questions.
I never meant to make anyone feel any uncomfortable.
Julie Walker, New York.
The massive relief package approved by the Senate Saturday carries direct payments of up to $1,400 for most Americans and extended unemployment benefits. The bill's headed to the House, where it's expected to be put up for a vote on Tuesday. The number of deaths and newly confirmed cases of COVID-19 have fallen considerably from January, but are still running at high levels, putting a spotlight on states considering whether to lift health orders.
We need to stay on this path.
White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Jeff Zients on NBC's Meet the Press.
People do need to meet the president's challenge of masking up. People do need to take the vaccine when it's their turn.
Health experts tracking new virus variants warn that lifting restrictions too soon could lead to another lethal wave of infections.
With the vaccine, we're now on the offense.
Appearing on ABC's This Week, Ohio Governor Mike DeWine puts it this way.
In Ohio, we can't give up the defense. We have found that these masks work exceedingly well.
DeWine says Ohio needs to make more progress before lifting health orders.
We're still at a, you know, fairly high level.
I'm Ben Thomas.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Mexico's Senate has passed an electrical energy bill that favors government-owned generating plants that largely run on fossil fuels.
The bill puts renewable and private plants at the back of the line for purchasing power. The legislation has drawn complaints from private business groups and U.S. investors. Some warn it could violate the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Free Trade Pact. The Senate must still vote on some objections, but President Andres Manuel López Obrador appeared to have the votes to push the bill through.
Jeremy House reporting. The hack of a company that manages ticket processing and frequent flyer data for major global airlines has compromised the personal data of an unspecified number of travelers. The hackers were able to access some computer systems at SITA Passenger Service System for up to a month before the incident's seriousness was confirmed about 2 weeks ago. SITA serves more than 400 airlines. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. More than a year after two USDA research agencies were moved from the nation's capital to Kansas City, they remain critically understaffed.
The relocation of the Economic Research Service and the National Institute of Food and Agriculture in September of 2019 led to a mass exodus of employees who couldn't or didn't want to move halfway across the nation. The agencies are producing research that is smaller in scope and less frequent. A USDA spokesman says the agency is focused on rebuilding employee confidence and morale. Jason Walker reporting.
Birthday Sunday, Willard Scott, TV weatherman, is 87. The International Motorsports Hall of Famer Janet Guthrie is 83. Actor Daniel J. Travanti, 81. Actor Rachel Weisz, 51. Jenna Fisher from Office, 47 years old. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. This month's review is Kintsugi by Alec and Bradley. Kintsugi is a pleasurable, medium-bodied experience. Notes of cinnamon, earth, and wood are prominent throughout, with very subtle hints of amaretto and almonds. Come down to the shop for your Kintsugi today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, or visit us on Instagram at Tobacco and Brew.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has the chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
As restrictions continue to be lifted in Shasta County, many businesses are set to reopen, and KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460 and KCNR1460.com wants to help spread the word. So, if you are reopening your business, planning on opening a business for the first time, or are already open for business, KCNR has many advertising packages to choose from. Give us a call at 530-605-4565 and talk to a KCNR representative today. That's 530-605-4565.
Your line at rehearsal?
Yeah, I know. Well, you're the typoid anyhow. It's okay.
What's new, Rod?
Well, I see where Russia's trying to get friendly with the Western powers.
Yeah, Stalin says if we'll destroy all of our atomic secrets, that they won't make any bombs until they learn how.
Hey, did you hear the one about the two Russians we were talking? One of them says, do you have any prejudiced feelings towards any other nation? The other guy says, no, I don't care who drops a bomb on the Kremlin.
By the way, Dimples...
don't that. Dimples.
February the 4th, you know, is almost here, and that's the deadline for those new license plates. Do you still have your 1948 tags?
Yeah, I bought my car from a Republican, see? Mm-hmm. And as far as the car is concerned, 1949 didn't come in yet.
Well, you know, the license fees are sure high this year.
Yeah, I had to pay $45 for my car. That makes the license twice as much as... See, we start from the back and read forward. My car's so old, I had to get an upper and lower plate. I get my license plates from my uncle. You know, he makes his own plates.
Your uncle makes his own plates?
Yeah.
Huh? Why, to take the monotony out of making those counterfeit bills?
It breaks them... Oh, now... You said you wouldn't do that anymore. He doesn't make counterfeit money anymore. No, they got him.
They did?
Yeah. He jumped the gun. He put Dewey's picture on a $20 bill.
You know... Red, this may sound silly, but I have a collection of license plates.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And it's interesting to see how each state takes pride in advertising what they're noted for. Wisconsin, the dairy state, has a cow on the plate.
Oh.
Idaho has a potato.
Ooh.
Iowa has tall corn.
Oh, you must cherish that one.
Yeah, and a few years ago, Virginia had one that you'll like.
What?
A big smoked ham.
We're no longer with Raleigh cigarettes. I'm no longer a big smoked ham, believe me. Another joke like that, and I'm in a position to be a washed up one, huh?
I wonder what design California will have on their license plate.
Well, they were going to have a pedestrian in a prone position. But they changed it to a tourist sitting on a smashed up car with a smudge pot under a snow covered orange tree reading the map of Alaska. Well, that was the longest joke that was ever in radio.
You know, I understand, too, that the driver who's had an accident the previous year must take a driver's test before the plates are issued.
Yeah, I had to take one.
Mm-hmm. Are they strict for the test?
Well, first was the eye test.
You mean the eye chart?
Yeah. You know, I don't read too well. But the guy that made out that chart was the lousiest speller I ever saw. Like a Chinese general's name.
Did you have any trouble?
Well, I had a little trouble with the chart for color blindness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they should make a sharper distinction between the colors of the traffic lights. You stop when it's gray and you go when it's gray. Everything's gray nowadays.
Gray?
Mm-hmm.
Red, what's the color of your hair?
Gray.
What color lipstick does your wife Georgia use?
Well, she's using gray now.
Red, I think you're colorblind.
Ah, now, don't you start that stuff. That's what that cop said when I made the test.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I got so mad I saw gray.
Okay. I'm sorry, but tell me, how did you do when they asked those mythical driving questions?
Well, they asked me one that was a Lulu. They said, what would you do if you were driving your car and you came to an intersection where there was a big truck
mm-hmm.
that was entering from the east and a fire engine was entering from the west and there was a detour to the north? What would I do? That was the question.
Yeah, what was the answer?
I rode a bicycle down here tonight.
Well,
Congressman, here are the Four Knights, and what are you going to sing, fellas? What are you singing,
To make a mistake is only human.
Yeah, I thought maybe you were writing something over there.
To say what I said, to do what I did, to make a mistake is human. To forgive the one you love is divine. Can't you find it in your heart to still forgive me? Can't you see how much I've paid for just that one mistake I made? For each little tear you cry in, there has been a thousand teardrops of mine. To make a mistake is only human, but to forgive the one you love is divine. For each little tear you're crying, baby, for me there's been a thousand teardrops of mine. But to make a mistake is only human, but to forgive the one you love is divine.
Procter & Gamble present the Skelton television players in The Troubles of the Doctor.
First things a doctor must do is win the confidence of his patient. This isn't always easy, especially if he's like Clem Cadiddlehopper.
Well, here I am. It's only a mistake to be human.
Boy, I'm having trouble starting my vocal cords these cold mornings. I'm going to have to pour a little more antifreeze over my tonsils. This ain't been feeling very good lately, you know. The doctor told me that I was going to have to get at least 10 hours sleep every night. I just can't cut down to that.
Howdy, Clayon.
Well,
don't get too close to me, DJ. I don't feel too good today. Look, I got a white coat on my tongue.
Well, what's wrong with that? Lots of people have a coat on their tongue.
With buttons and bows?
Maybe you need some vitamin pills.
Well, I got some, but I don't know how to take them.
Well, it gives the dosage on the bottle. It says... For adults.
Well, I never suffered from adults.
Honestly, Clem, you must have a monopoly on the moron market.
Oh.
You're an idiot first class.
Devout. You heard about my promotion then, huh? Oh, I don't know what's wrong with me. I just ain't with it. I just ain't with it. And I can't find it either. DJ, you know I haven't eaten in 6 months.
If you don't eat, you'll die.
Well, I always say a change is good for everybody.
You better go to a hospital for a checkup.
Well, I did this morning. I went down to the veterinarian this morning. To the vet.
The vet?
Yeah.
But he's a dog doctor.
He ain't neither. He's a human being just like you and me. If you can use that as a fair comparison.
You should at least have the Mobile Clinic take a look at you.
Mobile Clinic? What's that?
Why, it's a portable hospital for rural patients.
Well, I do have a little touch of rural. Maybe they could cure it for me.
Now, come on, I'll take you over to the doctor.
Oh, no, I ain't going to see no doctor.
Why, all I ever think of is cutting something out of you.
Doctors don't operate unless it's absolutely necessary.
Really?
They only cut out the part of you that isn't any good.
Well, I certainly don't want a brain operation. That's pretty delicate. That's a delicate thing to mess around your head, especially when it's so small you can't find it.
You're just pig-headed.
Pig-headed?
You'll never amount to anything.
Well, I will if the price of pork stays up.
You're just like a lot of folks. Yeah. You're too stupid to realize that the day of fear in the doctor is over.
Yeah.
We're lucky we've got them. Yeah. Now you're going with me to the doctor.
Okay, I'll go with you to the doctor.
Clem, as soon as the Mobile Clinic gets here, we're taking you into General Hospital. You don't know it, but you're sicker than you think. Why, you've got a slight touch of pneumonia.
Hmm? I'll stick by you, Clem.
No, thanks. Ammonia's enough for any man.
Oh, look, here comes Nurse Maisie with the Mobile Hospital unit.
It's old Doc Hopkins, huh?
Hello, Doctor. Hope I didn't keep you waiting. How's our patient?
He's got a slight touch of pneumonia.
Really? I hope it don't develop into a cold, that's all.
Clem, step inside and we'll give you a complete checkup.
Oh, wait a minute. How much are you going to charge for the checkup?
I'll examine you for $2.
Good, and if you find it, I'll split it with you.
White in here, boy, the man's been working in a modern hospital.
Yes, we have X-ray, iron lung, violet ray, and a complete supply of serviceable equipment for emergency.
Never
operation.
Mind the commercial. I'm a sick man.
Pretty well. Remove your shirt.
Okay. Quicker that way, you know.
Yeah. Now let me feel your pulse.
Oh, you find it? I don't know.
Good heavens! You haven't got a pulse.
I know. You see, when my mother got me, she couldn't afford all the extras.
I want to check your reflexes. I'll just tap you on the knee with this little hammer here.
Come in.
Hmm. Don't you feel anything when I tap your knee?
Well, yeah, my ears did pop a little.
Nurse,
yes,
take a blood count.
Yes, sir. Give me your finger, Clem.
Well, I'd like to, miss, but it's glued onto my hand.
Well, then let me have your hand.
Oh, are you going to tell them a fortune or something? Whoa! Hey, what'd you stick me for? What'd you do that for? You stuck me with a knife. What'd you do that for? Goodness,
to
for
get some blood.
Sake.
I need it for the count.
Well, let the count get his own blood.
Your X-ray shows that you have a little congestion in your lungs, Clem.
Yeah.
Do you find it hard to breathe?
Well, I never breathe. I have very few luxuries in life, you know.
But, Clem, you can't live without breathing.
Hmm?
You can't live without breathing.
Well, as long as I'm happy, I'm not going to let it upset me.
You should have some oxygen. You've got quite a congestion.
Yeah, well, I carry 24 pounds. I got a low-pressure head, you know.
Here, put this nozzle over your face and breathe in deeply.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll leave it on for 2 minutes. Do you feel all right?
I do Chinese, too.
Doctor, is everything all right? Sam's head is swelling up like a balloon.
Oh, you'll be all right.
But look! His feet are leaving the ground and he's going up to the ceiling.
Good heavens! The dope. He's not exhaling. Clem, breathe out.
Look at the way he's bouncing around on the ceiling. Clem! Clem, am I all right?
I don't think so. They may investigate me now. People will think I'm a communist.
Why?
I got a hole in my head.
You're listening to the Red Skelton Show, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-263-3403 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-263-3403. Again, 800-263-3403.
Good morning, Private!
Good morning, Drill Sergeant!
mean, seriously, what a pleasant morning. The sun is shining and the birds are chirping.
You seem to be in a good mood today.
Astute observation.
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
They're even shaped like hearts. So, in lieu of the obstacle course today, I propose a nice meditative nature walk. Does that sound delightful to everyone?
Yes, go, Sergeant!
Happy Heart Shapes are back for a limited time. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
Need cash fast? Figure can help. A Figure personal loan is a smart, fast way to get up to $50,000 from the comfort of home. Just go to figure.com and apply online in minutes. You can check your rate without affecting your credit. Whether you need cash for past, present, or future, Figure can have you funded in as few as 2 business days. Stop paying those sky-high interest rates and consolidate debt at a lower interest rate. Just go to figure.com. That's figure.com. Figure Lending LLC. Equal Opportunity Lender. NMLS 1717824. Terms and conditions apply. Figure.com.
We're living in a time like no other.
All doctors to the ER.
That's why we have to rely on each other and those on the front lines. Whether battling COVID-19, enacting social justice, or putting a spotlight on education and healthcare equity. It's time to hear from industry leaders and those in a position to create change. Find the Women in Government podcast everywhere podcasts are available or visit womeningovernment.org.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Welcome back to the Red Skelton Show on When Radio Was.
And now David Rose and his Procter & Gamble Orchestra will play Someone to Watch Over Me.
You know, miracles, as a rule, are pretty scarce. But I know of one that happens regularly 3 times a day. I mean the miracle Tide works in the dishpan. And believe me, it is a miracle. Why, Procter & Gamble's Tide washes dishes cleaner than any soap made. There isn't any soap made that will cut grease like Tide either. And you know, along with all this efficiency, Tide makes dishwashing a pleasanter job. Because Tide never forms any disagreeable scum in the dishwater. Never leaves any bothersome greasy ring round the pan. Dishes and glasses rinse and dry sparkling clear, without polishing, even without wiping. That's because Tide leaves no cloudy film on your dishes. As for suds, Tide gives oceans of billowy, kind-to-hand suds. And the way they last, even in hardest water, well, you just have to see it to believe it. So see it, try it. The miracle that happens in your dishpan. The dishwashing miracle called Tide.
Page from the Mean Little Kid's Diary.
Remember when you were a child, how important the bedtime story was to you, especially if it could be applied to one of your own little problems.
All right, can you now get out of those clothes? It's 10 minutes past your bedtime. Are you all washed?
Yeah, there's a wet wash rag in the bathroom to prove it.
What's the matter?
I forgot to crumple up a towel.
Now, let's get you ready for bed.
No, I want to stay up. You let me stay up a little later tonight and watch the television, or I'm going to bang my head against the wall.
Junior, stop that. You'll flatten your head, and then your new hat won't fit.
Yes. Oh, you poor, simple soul.
Now, let me help you get ready for bed. Your grandfather will be home soon.
Oh, yeah, you'll have to put him to bed, won't you?
Junior. Here now, let me help you off with your Roy Rogers shirt.
Okay, yeah. Oh, boy, I'm getting a lot of muscles lately. You know. Feel the muscle, feel that.
Ooh, my, boy, are something.
Yeah, you wait till the big one swims by.
All right, now, off with your blue jeans. Black jeans, I should say.
Yeah, I'm a filthy little rascal, ain't I?
And your mother put clean clothes on you before dinner.
Yeah.
How will we ever get them clean?
Well, maybe you should send me out to be dry cleaned, see? And then I would come back home with all me buttons gone, see? I wouldn't have me buttons, and I'd be like the rest of the family, nuts. The whole family.
Oh, simple sounds. Come on. Into bed with you. There, darling. Yeah. Now let Nama tuck you in.
Thank you, Warden.
You're all tucked in your little trundle bed.
Yeah, okay.
Is there anything else before I turn off the light?
Could I have had a glass of water besides my bed?
To drink in the middle of the night?
No, I figured if I can't sleep, I'd get up and rinse out a few things. I tell you, the whole family's nuts.
But, Junior, how about a bedtime story?
Okay, what would you like to hear?
I want to tell you one.
Okay.
Well, what will it be? The three bears?
Please, let's not get sickening about it.
Let's see. Would you like to hear about Jack and the Beanstalk?
No, I'd rather hear about Rita and Allie.
Listen, if you don't behave yourself, I'm going to tan you.
You can't. I'm in bed.
Then I'll turn your electric blanket up to medium rare.
Hey, tell me a spooky story. Make one. Tell me one that will make me jump right out of my skin like a banana.
Go. Now, go to sleep.
No, not till you tell me a story. Tell me about the crazy old man who used to cut little kids' heads off and then put them in a boiling pot of water with vegetables and made noodle soup. Make out like I was a little boy. I just walk in their feet, mind my own business. The guy grabs me by my red hair, and he zip up. Oh, no. I scared me.
No. That's no way to cry.
It's the only way I know how.
If you'll stop crying, I'll read your story.
Okay, I'll just mosey around in me pillow here while you're reading.
Now, this one is called A Dime.
Yeah?
10 cents. 1/10 of a dollar.
Ooh.
And the story started in Washington at the United States Mint.
Oh, United States Mint. That's the place that Jack Benny owns, isn't it?
One of the engravers was examining a shiny new dime.
Beautiful engraving, isn't it?
It certainly is.
But I wonder what good or evil this coin will bring to the world.
This statement was made, and it made the little dime wonder about the world it was entering. But soon it was counted and taken to a bank where it was wrapped with 49 other shiny new dimes.
Ooh.
Now it was time for the little dime to go out into the world and to do as the engraver had said, good or bad. His first use was as part payment to a woman who was closing her savings account.
All right, here you are, Mr. Tuttle. That's 20, 30, 40, 45, 50, and 10 cents. That's all you had in your savings account.
I hate to withdraw everything, but this is an emergency.
Somebody ill?
No, I'm going to the races at Santa Anita.
You probably need a dime to buy a loaf of bread for dinner.
The little dime traveled fast after that. He visited cash registers, cigarette machines, slot machines, buses, subways. Yes, he traveled fast, but the little dime was unhappy.
Oh, dear. What has happened to me shiny service? I'm beginning to look like those bad wartime pennies, and I'm doing just as bad much good, too. I wonder if I'll ever do anything that's worthwhile. In these times, I don't stand much of a chance. I only buy a nickel's worth of goods. And look at the scar on me where somebody bit me to see if I was lead. Why, it doesn't seem that anybody ever reads the word liberty written on me face. And if people keep spinning me for things they really don't need, they're going to have inflation and wear the liberty off. Oh, but why should I be sad? I is important. I has a store named after me. The Dime Store. Only nothing lower than a quarter is there these days. Oh, just the other day, I thought I had found some usefulness. I was in a man's pocket, all cuddled up next to a nickel, two pennies, and an old Dewey button. A man stopped by the newsstand. He took a copy and threw me on the stack of papers. There in big headlines were the words, "The March of Dimes is behind in its quota." The March of Dimes. Oh, if I could only get away from the greedy fingers that grasped me and join that great marching army of dimes. They're doing good. They help heal sick children. Oh, if I could only join that army of dimes, I would be so happy. For then I would know that I was being used for my intended purpose as a rate of exchange, not something to be worshipped. But this just then I was picked up and put away in a pocket. For the first time I was put away to rest. 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 Why rest now when I'm needed so badly? I wonder where I is now. Why am I be held like a prisoner? Look around, folks. See if you has a dime. Maybe it's me. And while you're looking in your pockets, your piggy bank, fruit jar, or mattress, should you find more than one dime, please remember that all of us widow dimes look alike. Won't you please send all of us to help fight this war and stop this awful disease? Please let me fight the enemy that might strike you. You'll get me value back when you see a little child walk again. You'll be repaid 1,000 times when you see a big pile of useless braces and crutches and iron lungs. And the God we trust will repay you with a value far greater than mine. He'll repay you with a smile on some child's face as he or she skips to school. Not limps, but skips. And if you skip this march of dimes, some child may never skip again. Please, if you're holding me, remember that to you I'm worth very little. I'm only a dime, 10 cents, 0.1 of a dollar. But if you let me join that big army of dimes, I'll be strong. And I'll make you strong and your children strong. And we'll conquer this infantile paralysis menaces. And we'll win this war.
Wasn't that an
surprising story.
Yes, it would, Namor.
Well, good
night,
dear.
A couple of dimes. You better send them right away.
All right, darling, I will. Uh-huh. Good night, dear.
Good night.
Sleep tight.
I will. Me pajamas shrunk.
But you want anything else before I turn out the light?
Yeah, take me Skunk Patrol skunk tail from under me pillow, will you? Dickie Orland said he would give me a dime for it, and I guess he's well put that to work, too, huh?
Good night, dear. The Lord has taken a liking to you.
Good night, now.
Ending with Red Plane Jr. in a March of Dimes fairy tale, that episode of the Red Skelton Show was from January 28th, 1949. I'm Greg Bell, and next on Wynn Radio was Jack Benny Vacations in Palm Springs. It begins right after this.
Love and hate, and the black sea rocks, and a lunatic's moon at midnight. And no help on this earth for a wounded heart but time itself. A tide was rising now and rising fast. And hidden by the darkness, a wave curled and broke. And time ran out.
Insurance investigator Johnny Dollar was a man of contradictions. He was tough but compassionate, sarcastic but thoughtful. You never knew quite what he might do to solve a case, but you always knew he'd get it done.
I know, and you've been selling me that story for the last 12 hours. That's what's held me back, but I've got to have more details.
All right. A friend who's with me, a prospector named Jed Marsh, will meet you here at the Forest Service phone in an hour. He'll be in a green station wagon.
When did you get a hold of a green station wagon?
We haven't yet. We're about to steal it. So long, Lieutenant.
Bob Bailey stars as Dollar for five fascinating five-part serial adventures and a collection of harrowing half-hour tales in Radio Spirit's 10-CD Fatal Matters collection.
What's the matter?
Somebody outside the door of this room, I think. Hold on, Rennie.
Yeah, no. Wait a minute, Johnny. All right, what do you think you're doing?
Johnny, hello.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar, Fatal Matters, is regularly $39.98, but when Radio Oz listeners can get it today for only $24.98. Yup, save $15 and get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code Bailey77.
Tomorrow, a lion's den reluctantly opens its door to let a trusting victim step inside. And the victim? Me. Join us, won't you?
Order Fatal Matters today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code Bailey77. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
We all love saving money, and that's exactly the idea behind SlickDeals.net. We'll let CEO Josh Myers explain.
We've assembled the largest community of super savvy shoppers, and we've created this platform for them to share everything they know about finding the best deals for the best products at the best time, and we generated more than 1 billion visits annually. So our platform really creates this conversation among consumers that helps surface the very best deals that you'd never be able to find by yourself. And also the conversation that happens around these products and deals enables just the average consumer to get the benefit and the wisdom of that conversation as well as participate in that conversation.
More info is at slickdeals.net or search for Slick Deals at the App Store or Google Play to download the app.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Welcome back to Wynn Radio Was and More Comedy as we head to a California desert oasis, a famed retreat for Hollywood's elite. This is from April 2nd of 1950.
From Palm Springs, California, the Lucky Strike program starring Jack Benny with Barry Livingston, Phil Harris, Rochester, Dennis Day, and yours truly, Don Wilson. Spending our second week in Palm Springs. So let's go out and visit the place where Jack Benny is staying. The Cantata de Casa La Quinta de Castil Cañada. At the moment, our little star is drinking in the rays of the morning sun while Rochester is rubbing him with oil.
Now, what a wonderful day for a sunbath, eh, Rochester?
It sure is. Turn over, boss. I want to get some oil on your back.
Okay. Be careful you don't get any on my trunk. Ah, this is the life. Oh, Rochester.
What is it, boss?
Oh, nothing. Rochester?
Yes?
Oh, never mind.
Come on, boss, what is it?
I'm really built, ain't I?
If you say so, sir.
Well, I guess I'm greased up enough. I think I'll just lie out here on the sun deck.
Boss.
You know, it isn't every place where you can step out of your room and get right up on the sun deck.
Boss.
Yes?
This thing you're lying on is a ping pong table.
It isn't a sun deck?
No! Why do you think they have that net across the middle?
I thought the other side was for women. I've been peeking through the holes for nothing, eh? Oh, look, Rochester, here comes Miss Livingston.
Oh, yes. Hello, Miss Livingston.
Hello, Rochester. Hi, Jack.
Hello, Mary. I'm glad you dropped over.
So this is the Cantata de Casa La Quena de Castilla Cañada.
Mary, you don't have to say it like that. This is a very nice place. You know, I'm paying $3 a day for my room.
$3?
Well, Mary, I felt the same way, but then this is the height of the season. Anyway, it's worth it. You know, this place overlooks the beautiful Palm Springs Biltmore.
Well, Jack, you're very smart.
Thank you.
That's better than paying Biltmore prices and overlook the dump you're living in.
What do you mean, dump? Come on in. I'll show you my room. Come on in, Mary.
Jack, I can't see a thing. It's so dark in here.
Well, they finally fixed that hole in the roof. Rochester, get a match and light the lamp.
Yes, sir.
That's better. You see, Mary, this room is nice and large.
Wait a minute. What's this lawnmower, wheelbarrow, rake, and garden hose doing in the corner?
Well, you see, Mary, the rate on this room is really $4, but they don't have a tool shed. And they said they would make an adjustment if I let them keep their garden tools in here.
Well, at least they keep you well supplied with towels.
This is the laundry room, too.
Rochester, nobody asked you. Come in.
Oh, pardon me. I didn't know you had company. I just want to get the lawnmower.
Oh, it's right there in the corner, Ed.
Thank you.
One, two, three, four, five. One, two, three.
Rochester, what are you doing?
I count my toes every time he leaves.
Well, I don't blame you. Jack, of all the places in Palm Springs, you had to get stuck
Mary,
with...
forget it. I didn't get stuck with anything. This is a very nice...
Hey, Benny, there's a telephone call for you.
Okay. Excuse me, Mary. I'll be back in a minute. The phone is just down the hall. Dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum. In the Nickelodeon. All I want is loving you and money, money, money. Dum-dum-dum. Oh, here's the phone. Hello?
Is this Jack Benny?
Yes.
One moment, please. We have a person-to-person call from Los Angeles. Go ahead.
Hiya, Jackson.
Phil. Phil, I thought you were in Palm Springs. What are you doing in Los Angeles?
Well, I was in Palm Springs, but I had to hurry back home when I found out I forgot something.
Oh, what'd you forget?
Alice.
Phil, how in the world could you forget her?
Well, the day we were supposed to drive down to the Springs, I was a little careless. I wasn't watching.
What do you mean?
Well, I was sitting in the car after she put the luggage in.
Yeah?
And I thought she got in, too.
Well, tell me, Phil, when did you first realize you'd forgotten Alice?
Well, as soon as I got to Palm Springs, I went to the Racquet Club, had dinner, and when the waiter handed me the check, I knew she was missing.
Jack and the gang will be right back after this short break.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
It has evolved. It's feather light. It's even more powerful than its predecessors. It uses the latest Intel processors, Iris Xe graphics, and Wi-Fi 6 with Asus Wi-Fi Master technology, so you can breeze through even your toughest days. With classy diamond-cut edges and a sleek all-metal chassis, the Asus VivoBook S14 is all about the uniqueness of you. Open the lid and a color-blocked enter key puts you center stage. Passwords optional. Use your face or fingerprint to securely sign in to your Windows PC. D.C. VivoBook S14 lightens everything, your load, your tasks, your life, and brings out the very best in you. Check out asus.com for more on the VivoBook S14. And be sure to listen to Tech It Out on your favorite radio station or as a podcast.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Dell's semi-annual sale is the perfect time to power up productivity and gaming victories. Now you can save what Dell employees save on high-performance tech. Save 17% on the latest XPS and Alienware computers with Intel Core processors. Plus, check out exclusive savings on Dell monitors, headsets, and accessories for greater immersion in all you do. Upgrade today by calling 800-BUY-DELL. Again, that's 800-BUY-DELL, or you can visit dell.com/semi-annual sale.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
That meeting's starting at 4. Can I get those projections?
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Karen, do these numbers look right to you?
Like at Mia's research firm. To hit client deadlines, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Need cash fast? Figure can help. A Figure personal loan is a smart, fast way to get up to $50,000 from the comfort of home. Just go to figure.com and apply online in minutes. You can check your rate without affecting your credit. Whether you need cash for past, present, or future, Figure can have you funded in as few as 2 business days. Stop paying those sky-high interest rates and consolidate debt at a lower interest rate. Just go to figure.com. That's figure.com. Figure Lending LLC. Equal Opportunity Lender. NMLS 1717824. Terms and conditions apply. Figure.com.
Welcome back to the Jack Benny program on When Radio Was.
Oh.
And Jackson, let me tell you something. When I got home, she was furious.
Well, what did she do?
She was so mad at me, she put Rudy Valley's picture back on the piano.
Well, I don't blame her.
The one with the megaphone yet.
Well, look, Phil, I hope you'll be back in time for rehearsal. You see, we're having Al Jolson on the program this week, and your orchestra will have to accompany
him. Oh, sure, we got it. What do you think Jolie will sing?
Whatever he sings, Phil, I don't want the accompaniment to sound like that's what I like about the South.
All right, now, wait a minute, Jackson. Why don't you stop picking on my tune?
Because I'm sick of it, and I'm not the only one. Every time you and your boys sing it, Frankie Remley just sits there with his mouth shut.
Look, Dad, if you left the South under the same conditions Remley did, you wouldn't sing about it either.
You mean?
Yep, Frankie had more feathers on him than the wild goose.
No kidding.
Well, Jackson, I can't make you laugh any longer. Alex has got the car patch again. From now on out, you sweat it out, huh?
Yeah.
Alex has got the car all packed again, so we're going back. Okay. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye, brother. So long. Phil is an amazing guy. 14 years ago, no one ever heard of him. Then he wrote one song, That's What I Like About the South, and overnight he made millions of enemies. Mary, that was... Mary, where are you?
Right here in front of you.
Oh, yes. When you come in out of the light here, it's hard to see. That was Phil on the phone.
Phil? What does he want?
I don't know. I forgot to ask him.
Say, Jack, It's so nice out. Why don't we go for a swim in the pool?
In the pool?
Yes.
I'm sorry, Mary, but the Cantata de Casa La Quinta de Castil Cañada doesn't have a swimming pool.
No swimming pool?
No, but they have something just as good. See, when the temperature reaches 102, a bellboy comes around with a water pistol and lets you have it. It's very refreshing, especially when they use ice cold. Come in. Oh, it's you, Ed.
Yeah, I hate to keep disturbing you while you got company, but I finished mowing the lawn. Now I came in to get a sack of fertilizer.
Sack of fertilizer? Where?
You're sitting on it.
What?
Thanks, lady. You won't have to stand long. I'll bring it back soon.
Jack, I'm not going to ask you how you can live in this room, but let's go outside.
Okay. You know, Mary, I wish we did.
Oh, Jack, here comes the bellboy.
Where?
Mr. Benny.
Yes?
It's 102.
You see, Mary, it's very refreshing.
I wouldn't know. I ducked.
Would you like a towel, Mr. Benny?
Yes, thank you.
Hey, Jack, isn't it Dan hacking his way through the sagebrush?
Dan? Yeah, where?
In the lobby.
Oh, yeah, Don, we're out here.
Oh, hello, Jack. Hello, Mary.
Hiya, Don.
Jack, this is the craziest place I've ever seen. As I came in the lobby, some screwball was trying to shoot the goldfish.
Goldfish? No, Don, he was just filling his gun. I'll explain it to you later. Well, I see you've got the Sportsman Quartet with you. Hello, fellas.
Yeah. And, Jack, I want you to meet a young lady who's appearing here in Palm Springs at the Dunes, Miss Connie Barlow.
Yes, I know her. Hello, Connie.
Hello, Jack.
Connie, Mary and I heard you singing at the Dunes Cafe the other night, and we thought you were wonderful.
Yes, Connie, but during your number, we had a difficult time hearing with all the dishes rattling.
Oh, were you near the kitchen?
We were in the kitchen. Jack forgot his wallet.
Well, that could happen. A lot of people leave their wallets in their rooms.
Jack left his in Waukegan.
Waukegan. You're just mad because you washed more dishes than I did.
Well, say, Jack, the reason I asked Miss Barlow to come over was because I thought it would be nice if she did a number with the quartet.
Well, good. What number have they got prepared?
Well, last week, Frank Lesser's song, Baby, It's Cold Outside, won the Academy Award, and we thought it would be a nice touch if they'd sing it while we're here in Palm Springs.
Baby, it's cold outside? Well, Don, how can you sing it's cold outside when we're in Palm Springs? The weather's so beautiful. I mean, the sun shines all day. It doesn't make sense.
Well, Jack, we thought of that, so we changed the lyrics to fit the location.
Oh, well, good, Connie. I'd love to hear it.
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's hot outside.
I've gotta go away.
Baby, it's hot outside.
This evening has been so very nice.
We'll have some lemonade with ice.
Father, we'll start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your
and Father, hurry? We'll be pacing the floor.
It's too hot outside of that
so
door.
Really, I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't
well, maybe
hurry.
Just a cigarette more.
Most of lucky, that's what they're for.
I've gotta go
this
home.
Kind of a lucky strike.
Say, lend me a car.
The danger that you will die.
They really are grand.
It's always your favorite
but
friend.
Don't you see?
Just one more L-S-M-F.
But darling, I must be going.
Look at the smoke ring.
At least
smoking.
I'm going to say that I tried.
You can smoke the lucky with pride.
I really can't
oh, baby,
say.
You roast out. It's warm as roast outside.
The first half of the spring 1950 vacation-themed episode of the Jack Benny Program. We'll have the rest of that one at the beginning of our next show. I'm Greg Bell, and I hope you enjoyed singer Connie Barlow and the Sportsman Quartet and their twist on the song Baby, It's Cold Outside. Covered many, many times since, that Oscar-winning Frank Lesser tune debuted in the comedy film Neptune's Daughter. I'll name the familiar cast of that picture and wrap up when radio was right after this. MusicRewind.com brings you 100 hits of the great crooners, a 4-CD collection of silky smooth original recordings sung by your favorite artists. Order 100 hits of the great crooners at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 today and save over 10% off the original price. Pay only $19.98, plus save on shipping. Just enter or mention promo code WOW33.
Someday the very thought of you.
That's 800-206-5002 or go to MusicRewind.com to get this special sale price of only $19.98 and reduced shipping. Remember promo code WOW33 to get this amazing deal. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Radio's outstanding theater of thrills, suspense.
Johnny Dollar.
We offer you escape.
The Jack Benny Program.
The Johnson Wax Program with Fibber McGee and Molly.
The Phil Harris Alice Faye Show.
Stream the most recent When Radio Was episodes on the new Radio Spirits app for free. Plus, get thousands more of our other radio shows, such as Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Gunsmoke, Our Miss Brooks, The Whistler, and Nero Wolfe, to name just a few. Download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening. You can also bookmark programs and resume play whenever and wherever you'd like. So don't miss a When Radio Was episode ever again. Sign up for a free trial now at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android. Check out the Radio Spirits app today and get free When Radio Was daily streams with no risk or obligation.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
State legislators in one western state were trying to pass a controversial bill and hoped to do it quickly before opponents had a chance to generate opposition. Opponents found out and asked that the bill be read on the Senate floor, a right members have in every state. So the leadership brought in five computers to simultaneously read different parts of the bill at 650 words a minute each, a speed no human can follow and comprehend. A district judge finally intervened and ordered the state Senate president to have the bill read in an intelligible fashion. Such shenanigans are common in legislatures across the country, but the principle they violate just isn't that complicated. The people have a right to know what their government is doing, and playing kindergarten games does not fill the bill.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
And welcome back. Before the break, we were talking about the 1949 comedy motion picture Neptune's Daughter, which featured the Oscar-winning song Baby, It's Cold Outside. That film starred Esther Williams, Ricardo Montalban, and Red Skelton. I'm your host, Greg Bell, and that'll do it this time around. Remember to visit us, though, at the website, which is whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com. This is your announcer.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.